This is the Preparedness Radio Network, preparing you for natural and man-made disasters, helpful tips on gardening and homesteading. Be prepared. And remember, preparedness saves lives. This is the Preparedness Radio Network.
If everything you eat comes out of boxes stored in your freezer, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo. If you're afraid to take out your own garbage because the neighbor kids might beat you up, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
Over 65 free training classes are coming to the Self-Reliance Expo May 18th and 19th at the Freedom Financial Services Expo Center. Gardening, alternative home building, off-grid living, food preservation, cooking with the sun, self-defense classes, tea making, canine demos, and more.
If you can kill a houseplant just by looking at it, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
This event is fun for the whole family, and it's the largest one of its kind in the nation. Learn how to do it yourself. Learn how to defend yourself. Save money, save a life.
If the only screwdriver you own is made of orange juice and vodka, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
It's the Self-Reliance Expo with keynote speaker Karen Hood of Survival.com, May 18th and 19th at the Freedom Financial Services Expo Center. Go to SelfRelianceExpo.com for info and tickets.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just a conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together, even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
BHM Radio is on the air on the Preparedness Radio Network. BHM Radio is the official show for Backwoods Home Magazine, expanding the stories you love in print live across the net. And now, your hosts for BHM Radio, Colorado Ron and Bubba Da Vinci.
Good morning and welcome to Backwoods Home Magazine Self-Reliance Exposed. We're on every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon Central Standard Time, bringing you the information that you want to hear. Good morning, Colorado.
How you doing?
There you are. I'm telling you, one of these days you'll get up early enough that you'll be wide awake and you'll remember the mute button. Are you there? And she did it again. Colorado, are you there? We're having a problem hearing you.
I'm really here.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I'm not sure what the issue is. Good morning, anyway. I have a suggestion. Why don't you restart your computer, because I don't know what the deal is, but you are completely breaking up, and I'll keep going. All right. So while Colorado Ron is calling back in and trying to fix his technical issues, good morning to all you guys out there. This is Bubba Da Vinci, and you know, I should be the one that's breaking up today. I ended up doing some traveling. I had a last-minute business trip that I have to do, and I was hoping to be telling you that I was calling from the beautifully, you know, warm and wonderful Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I don't know, when I arrived yesterday, sun was out, everything was shiny, and it looked like it was going to be a great day. And this morning I got up, and we've got thunder clouds and looming and rain and everything else, and I guess that's just the way it is. So,
morning.
There you are. Hey, buddy.
I don't know what happened. You started giving me some back talk about me sleeping in or something, and it just went and then went underwater like you were stretched out. So I had to call back.
No, I was teasing you because I thought you forgot to unhook your mute button, but apparently you were having technical difficulties.
I'm awake.
Yeah.
I am here in the morning. Every morning.
Well, good to go.
8 o'clock.
So, how's everything going in Colorado? You getting ready for the expo?
Oh my goodness. You know, this last week before the expo is just nuts. You start getting all kinds of calls, emails. You know, we spend half the day returning emails and answering questions and, you know, giving directions to the expo center and all that stuff. So yeah, it's always crazy this last week before the expo, but it's fun. It's exciting, and it's also nerve-wracking all at the same time. You know, obviously, as we put on shows, and you know, I hope this goes away eventually, but you know, I stay up at night probably about the week before the expo with nightmares that nobody's going to show up. And all the people at the expo are going to be staring at me, all the exhibitors and stuff, and you know, all the people that are doing presents are going to be staring at me going, where is everybody? And so anyway, it's always nervous, nerve-wracking right before the expo, but it's a good nerve-wracking.
Well, yeah, I honestly don't think that's possible. I mean, I will admit I was a little bit concerned because I had to fly out for a business trip, as I told everybody while we were waiting for you. And, you know, the problem with taking off, you know, leaving on having a Friday, Saturday, Sunday out of, you know, the week before your event. And when I arrive back in Iowa to start my drive, we'll have like 2 days before I have to be in Colorado Springs and 3 days before we start moving. And that's just like, I kind of agree with you. I'm not quite as freaked out. I mean, we have a hell of a lineup.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we have Karen Hood, who is one of our keynote speakers. We have the first time ever Women of Prepping. And, you know, on that note, on Women of Prepping, you know, we've been receiving a good number of questions coming in for the women. And just to kind of go through the list, why don't you go through the list of the people who were on the Women of Prepping panel?
Oh, you know, we've got Killeen Bishop, and we have, you know, she does the, she'll also be doing the,
rape prevention for
castigated. Self-defense, yeah.
Rape prevention for castigated.
There you go, rape prevention for couch potatoes. And then we have Patrice Lewis coming, and we have, I am trying to
get okay.
The website.
I'll help
all
you out. We have Lisa Bedford, who's Survivor Mom, and she has a book out, and she'll be also doing two additional speaking sessions on some topics. You can, all these things you can find on our Facebook page. Just type in Self-Reliance Expo and go to our events calendar, and all these will have times and dates and everything else. But we have Lisa Bedford, Kellyn Bishop, who you talked about a second ago, and she is from PreparednessPro.com and Women of Caliber. We have Patrice Lewis, who's also going to be there. We have Jackie Clay, and I know we're all excited to actually meet Jackie in person. And one of our partners and radio hosts, we have Nurse Amy Alton. So that's a heck of a lineup.
It is. It's an incredible lineup. I can't believe it. Sorry, it freaked me out for a second. I typed in Self-Reliance Expo, and I got an error message, but I just mistyped it, so that's what threw me off. I was freaking out for a second.
That's okay. That's all right. That's why I'm here. Back you up. So, you know, we've been getting a flood of questions in. So for those of you, and I guess I should do the topics real quick so everybody knows what everybody is talking about. So Lisa Bedford will be talking about finances, you know, family finances and getting your finances in order for, you know, for whatever situation is going to happen. And, you know, she's done some fantastic stuff. And when she was actually on Doomsday Preppers, and when she was on that show, one of the things that she covered was that topic. And I think that, you know, and it went very, very well. I really liked it. And then Kellen Bishop is going to be covering self-defense. And, you know, and then on top of that, as you mentioned, Ron, she'll be doing the rape prevention for couch potatoes as part of that. And then do you remember what Jackie Clay will be covering?
Oh, yeah, canning and gardening.
Now, and she is an expert on that stuff. I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to say.
I can't think of anybody better for the subject.
Yeah. And then let's Amy Alton, of course, we know what she's going to cover, and that is?
Medical.
Medical. What else does nurse Amy cover but medical? And then Patrice Lewis actually has gotten the most questions so far, and some of them are actually pretty interesting questions. She'll be covering homesteading and home business.
And homeschooling.
Homesteading and home business.
Yeah, homeschooling and home business. Uh-huh.
Right. Thank you for the correction. And if people want to send in their question for any of these ladies, how can they do that, Ron?
They can actually go to the website and click on the link there, and there's an email they can send it in, so they can just email the question right in.
Right, and just for you guys who need it, the email address is panelquestions@selfrelianceexpo.com. panelquestions@selfrelianceexpo.com. Or they can do that. And I don't think that there's going to be any possibility that we won't have people coming. And actually, at the end of the show, I've got some news to tell Colorado Ron, which actually all benefits all of you also, which will definitely make you guys want to stampede and participate in the event.
Oh, no.
But before we do that,
you're
going to
make me wait until the end of the show?
I am. I'm going to make everybody wait. Otherwise, they won't stay and listen. You know, it's just, you know, they're kind of like, I don't want to listen to these guys ramble. So you got to entice them by saying, there's something you want to listen because there's something that you guys want to hear. And what it is there's something that we're going to be doing for the first 100 people at this event. And, when we give out that information, people will be going, oh, I got to be the first 100. So I think it'll create a stampede. And no, it is not getting to watch Kellen Bishop beat the crap out of me. Although that will be happening at 15 hours.
Yeah, yeah. We want to make sure there's plenty of people there for that one.
Yeah. Sign up for that first class. That picture that you see on our Facebook page of Colleen doing an uppercut to someone, you can put Bubba Da Vinci's face there instead. So I have to tell you, if I was nervous about anything, it wouldn't be that people weren't going to come. It would be that too many people come and watch me get the crap beat out of me by by Kellen. Yeah, that's what scares the crap out of me.
Oh my goodness! I can't wait.
Let's talk about who we have on the show today, hopefully. We will be having Alan Madison, the producer of Doomsday Preppers, on this morning. Actually, he should be calling in here soon. We'll be talking to him about what he'll be doing at the event and what's going on with Season 2. And then after that, we're very, very honored. We'll be having Sammy Duffy, who is the son of the founder and creator of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dave Duffy. And also we will have Toby Stanley, who's also one of the people that work at Backwoods Home Magazine, and they're going to be talking to us about what's going on with Backwoods Home, and you know they're getting into some tech, and I'll let them talk about what they've currently done and what they've got going out there. But you know, it's pretty cool, and these two young men are the ones that are spearheading that and actually writing all the code and doing all that for the project. So that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely, I'm very impressed with these young men and them at the expos in the past, and great guys. And so I'm pretty excited that they're helping Dave bring the website to the electronic industry, so to speak.
Right. Well, I think it's important that the Backwoods Home Magazine and people and you know even us at Breadshed Media or you know Self-Reliance Expo conduct the information in as many mediums as we possibly can. When that happens, you're getting a broader audience.
Yeah, absolutely. You get it. And all it does is open it up to more and more people. And the fact that they stay current and they're trying to bring it to as many people, and bring it out to as many people as they possibly can and reach as many audiences as they can, it's great. And makes it easier for other people like ourselves who, get the magazine we don't like to admit it, but we also run and gun it all the time. It's nice to have it in an electronic version so that we can read it while we're traveling and those types of things. So it's great what they're doing over there, and I really appreciate them working on that and making it accessible for people as possible.
Yep. So while we're waiting for Alan to call in, because he looks like he's running a little late. Let's talk about the expo next Saturday. Not only are we, our Colorado Ron and I, actually running around like crazy and putting on the expo, but just like last show, we are going to still do our show live from the expo.
You're crazy.
Well, I know. It's gonna be interesting. I guess the reason we're doing it is at our last show, we had originally a 45-minute show planned, and that 45-minute show ended up being a 3-hour show. With more people than we've ever had online ever. Isn't that right?
That is right. And the fact that we had what's really cool about the expo is you've got everybody there live. All of the business owners and sales reps for different products and all the presenters are there and all the educational classes, all those people are there, and it's just so easy to snag them and say, hey, you've got 15 minutes and we're on the radio and have an opportunity to talk with them live right there face to face. And that's really cool too, is not very often do we have the opportunity to be able face to face with these people. And so that's wonderful. That's an awesome opportunity to be able to do that. So yeah, we should take it as crazy as I think you are for trying to do a 3-hour show right in the middle of our expo, which we are running. I think it's awesome. It gives us the opportunity to talk to them face to face.
Right. So that will be Saturday the 19th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mountain Time, which is 9 a.m. to noon, just like today, Central Standard Time. And essentially what we will be doing now, please bear with us at the show, because if you think we have a lot of technical difficulties now, you see what it's like when you're inside a building with a couple thousand vendors participants, audience walking by, and the vendor's trying to come up, and it's kind of funny. The last show that we did, if you remember Colorado, we'd have the, you know, just general people from the that are coming to see the show stop and just kind of stare at us, which was really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in the corner out in the wide open, and then you just have people just kind of standing there watching you, and you're kind of like, hi, you know, because, you know, as we always joke around, I have a face for radio, which is why we do radio and not video. And so here's Colorado Ron and I, you know, and believe me, this is actually a little bit better. The last show we did towards the end of the day. And so, I mean, not only was it just being in front of all these people trying to pull everybody on, but we were grubby.
Yeah,
I mean, if
yeah,
you remember.
It was rough. Yeah, because we had already helped people move in, and yeah, I mean, you're running all day, and so yeah, we were rough looking.
Yeah. So additionally, and I'm going to make this announcement now, on Friday evening from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mountain, which is 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, I will be launching Bubba's Bookshelf. And Bubba's Bookshelf is a show that I'll be doing every week on Fridays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's just a one-hour show in which I'll have different authors. You know, which, here's what you can do. It's the redneck version of the Oprah Winfrey Book Club. There you go. That's what I am. Yeah, I promise you there will be no sentimental things. We won't be. I'm sorry?
What are you going to be doing on that show? I'm very curious. For 3 hours on.
No, no, no.
What are you talking about? Different books?
Oh, okay. My just to make sure it's clear to everybody, my first show is a 3-hour show, just that one Friday show. And the reason why, Colorado, is we have like 12 authors at our event, not one. Not two, put those numbers together. 12 people, authors of books. You know, when we first started doing this, and, you know, when we do our show on Saturday, it's strictly a vendor show. It's, we only get once every quarter to actually talk to all our vendors, so that's what we have to go there. But it was like, how many opportunities are we going to have all those authors there? So what I decided to do was for my first show, I would have all 12 authors or as many of them as I could get on that first show. And then after that, it's only 1 hour a week.
Wow. You know, that's absolutely true. I mean, how many opportunities do you have to have that many authors in one spot?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think most people would ever be able to do it. I mean, I'm actually starting to make my list right now, and it's like I'm only going to be able to give each one of them about 20, 30 minutes. And then hopefully over those 2 days, I can do longer interviews and can them, because I'll never have 12 people like that with those names in one building at one time. So yeah, I'm gonna be hammering this baby.
That'd be incredible.
All right. So it looks like Alan is here now. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have Alan and we'll get started on the interview. All right. So we'll talk to you guys in a couple minutes. Thanks for being patient.
You're listening to the Preparedness Radio Network. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thanks for listening to a word from our sponsor. Now, back to the show on the Preparedness Radio Network.
Hey, you're back with Backwoods Home Magazine, Self-Reliance Exposed, with Bubba Da Vinci and Colorado Ron. Are you there, Colorado?
Hey, how's it going?
All right. And we have with us this morning Alan Madison, producer of Doomsday Preppers. That's my sound effect. Hey, are you there, Alan?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Good, good.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
Oh, okay, great.
All right. So welcome back to the show.
It's not too early for you there, is it?
I'm sorry. Say that again. Was that Scott or Ron?
This is Ron. It's not too early for you, is it?
No, no, not at all. It's a beautiful spring day here in New York. I'm, believe it or not, I'm sitting in the park.
Oh, nice. The park?
Yeah. Central Park.
Oh, no, that sounds pretty crazy.
Hey, did you forget about us this morning, Alan? Why?
I have to tell you, I did. It was such a beautiful spring day. My assistant didn't remind me. And I was out walking my dog, and then Steve called me and said, you know, you have an interview. And I was like, oh, darn. So I apologize, okay? I'm really, really sorry, guys. I did forget. But I'm ready to go now.
That's the good thing about being a prepper. See, we can do anything anywhere. We're always prepared.
Always adapting. Oh, my God, I was lucky. Lucky that you guys are always adapting.
That's awesome. Well, that's pretty cool, though, that you're coming from Central Park. You're calling from Central Park. That's really cool.
Yeah, and it is beautiful. It's what makes this city great. You know, there's people all out walking their dogs, playing ball. It's just like a perfect spring day here in New York. And I'm going to be in Colorado next week.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're coming to the Expo.
I am.
At least you better
be. Looking forward to it. I have a lot of friends in Denver, and I've been to Colorado Springs before, but so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I have one request.
Sure.
Are you bringing Brooklyn with you?
I am not. I mean, everybody always asks me, you know, bring Brooklyn. We want to talk to Brooklyn. We don't want to talk to you. Okay, so I'm a cranky old man, and she's a young, great, enthusiastic, smart woman, okay? So, really? You don't have to rub it in, guys,
great.
Okay?
I talked with her
Everyone's
a couple of
weeks ago. Everyone's always rubbing
it in. I talked to her a couple of weeks ago, and she's like, tell Alan you really want to see me in Colorado Springs. Maybe he'll fly me out.
Yeah, okay. So it's she put you up to this. It's not that you really want to see her.
Oh, she's great. She's a great gal. We talked for a couple of hours. A couple of weekends ago I saw her and we sat down and talked for a couple of hours. And she's great. She really had everybody's attention there at the expo and at the event we were at, and she was lining them up, you know, ready for.
She is so great. She's so enthusiastic and so smart, and you know, is just very talented. You know, she knows what people are going to be good for the show, and she's like a terrier. When she sees a prepper who she thinks has something to offer for our show, she just will not stop.
Until she
gets him on her show.
I agree. She is she's all over it when she sees somebody she wants. So
exactly.
No, she's great.
don't tell Brooklyn that you have a bunker unless you're willing to get 10 calls from her. Okay. Oh no, I got a huge bunker. Okay, that's it.
It's over.
Yeah, she will not stop until you know you give up and say, "Okay, I'll be on the show." All right, I give up.
Oh yeah, she's wonderful though. But yeah, so you're coming out next weekend, and you're going to be on stage at the Self Reliance Expo doing some Q&A.
Absolutely,
so,
I'm very interested
in that. Yeah, yeah. And then you also have some big news that you have gotten approved to do season two.
Season two. Oh yeah, we're rocking and rolling through season two, casting away, getting all our all the people who are going to be on Doomsday Preppers for season two, and it's very exciting. We have 15 episodes this year, which is a lot. And it's really great. We're just really excited. National Geographic is really excited. It was the highest rated series in National Geographic history ever. E-Z-E-R, guys.
Whoa. That's big.
Yeah, so you guys have a big audience, and you know, it's just astonishing what a big audience there is for this show and how interested people are in the whole movement. So it's pretty exciting for you guys.
Well, you know the part that worries me is by season three you're going to be so so sought after you're not going to want to come on our lonely radio show anymore.
That won't happen, but you know, there is some doubt about season three if we make it past 2012. what is it, December 20th, December 21st, right? Yeah,
12/21.
So you know, season three is dependent on external factors for me.
Gotcha. Highest rated ever in history, though. That's impressive. That is, that's what I always talk about, you know, that everybody has their own little doomsday, whether it's, whether you lose your job or, you get relocated or natural disaster of some sort. And what's interesting is you can take away, even if, you don't believe an EMP is going to end the planet, you can take away little tidbits of information from all the preppers that you've interviewed on your show. It's pretty interesting. It's like, oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I should implement that. So
yep.
That's pretty cool.
I love that about the show. I mean, I truly do. I mean, look, people say, oh, come on, Doomsday. And I say, look, half our show is entertainment. That's why we're the highest rated show in National Geographic history. And the other half is education. And that is also why we're the highest rated show in National Geographic history. It's those things, 50% on either side of it. And I always speak, we talk about that in my team all the time.
You know, exactly. And it's very interesting, especially, first of all, In this industry, everybody who is a prepper thinks they're prepared, and when they watch the show, they look at it either one of two ways. They look at it as, oh, I can learn something, or look at this idiot. What is he doing? You can see them get all caught up into it, and they're like, they're sitting there, and their eyes are glued to the TV and watching every move this person makes. And it's hilarious, It's funny. They're like, look at what he's doing. Like, what's he doing there? It's funny.
I have to say, that's the exact way a non-prepper looks at the show as well. It's fascinating that a prepper and a non-prepper look at my show in the same way, which is that 50%, oh, that's pretty interesting. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Look exactly what they're doing. They're doing it wrong, you know. What are they thinking about? And so, right. You know, whether you're prepping or not, I think that's why it has hit a chord with people all across. It's like we have a lot of information that people can learn from. And, you know, look, it's engaging. You know, people will disagree with it as well.
You know, from a producer standpoint, as far as getting all the film work done for the shows, in season one, what was your, you know, in your position, I don't know if this is easy to answer or not, but what was your favorite prepper?
Favorite prepper? Wow. I have to say my favorite prepper, and I'm going to get, you know, oh, my gosh, I can't answer this. So if I answer this, I'm going to be in so much trouble. I'm going to get letters from 45 other preppers. Are you kidding? Angry, angry letters, okay? So you have to promise that you're going to protect me at the expo, okay, from the other 40 people who say, I wasn't your favorite prepper, okay? I'm going to answer this question, or should I wait to the expo to answer it? Or you'll ask me it again there, okay? My favorite prepper was Martin Colville, the mobile prepper who is in the truck. And I just found him fascinating. I think he's he has a lot of heart, and I really respected him, and I loved his story. That being said, I love all my preppers. Okay. Everybody else is a close second, okay?
Nice save.
Is that as political? You guys know me already. You've interviewed me like 3-4 times already. You know, I just can only tell you the truth. I'm very frank, so.
Martin Cole, that's interesting because that was the gentleman that drove truck around the country with his wife and, you know, had his 18-wheeler stocked and prepared and, you know, he had that camo cover that would cover his 18-wheeler and he could park off the road. Is that right?
Exactly. And I found, you know, I thought it was a fascinating take on prepping. I mean, we see a lot of suburban homes. We see a lot of rural bunkers. We've even seen a couple of apartments. But, oh, my gosh, here's a mobile prepper and how you translate the principles of prepping or how they can be translated into even – you know, an 18-wheeler was fascinating to me.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, and I bet you see all kinds, and I can imagine that I'm sure you visit or talk to hundreds of people just to get one, maybe even thousands.
Exactly.
Of people, I don't know. But that's got to be a tedious time-consuming thing to interview and break down and, you know, see if they make it to the next level, you know, the next stage before you even come out and bring the film crew. Is that right?
It's exactly that. I mean, and you brought up Brooklyn before, and she starts that process. And then we give it to our associate producers who do interviews and start talking to people. And then ultimately they end up on my desk and we start talking about it and examining what's interesting and what's diverse, what's different about this prep, what's going to be interesting on TV about this person, and is it because they have an apartment, is it because they have a bunker, is it because they have a special bug out plan, is it because they're in a mobile, they're in a truck, you know, what's unusual and diverse, and that's really what we're always looking for. One of the things I'm most proud about in season one was the diversity of people we got on our show, from Maine to San Diego, from Florida to Washington State, crisscrossing the country, doing all sorts of things. And that's something I'm very proud of.
Well, yeah, you had them. You're absolutely right. They were all over the place. You know, I was very pleased to see, you know, some of the people that I actually already knew, I knew them through like pictures on a website, you know, like the gentleman that had what does he call that, the Ark, the buried buses, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, when I read his article on the website, you know, I thought, oh, that is so cool and all that, and you know, and to actually be able to see it live and in person, or not live, but it, you know, see it real and moving and see him on film, that was really cool because you know, I didn't think that was even something I'd ever get a chance to go see, but that was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, I thought that was actually a special episode. I really liked that episode because, you know, when I tell people about that, oh, this guy up in Canada who's an old man who's buried 42 school buses, oh my gosh, the first thing that everyone's mouth is, he's crazy, right? And then you see that show and you see, you know, that's what people say. And you see that show and he comes off really well, and he has his grandchildren, and his grandchildren are into it, and his children are into it, and I think it was a very moving family story, besides being the story about an extreme prepper.
Right, and you know, and what was cool about it, you know, he's been doing that for a long time. I can't remember when he buried those buses, but it's been a while ago.
Yeah,
and you know, and he's yeah. And,
he dwarfs us in his occupation, yes, with it. He's been doing it for a long time, which is fascinating, you know?
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. And where was he from again? I know he's up
Canada,
north.
Ontario.
Canada. That's right.
Ontario, Canada, I believe.
Okay. So now at the expo, you're going to be doing casting calls, is that correct?
Yes, we'll have a booth there, like we do at many of the expos. We had a really get great responses because, you know, people get to meet Brooklyn if she's there, or me if I'm there, which is clearly not as big a draw. But you know,
you go back and compare with Brooklyn, you're gonna have like two, and she's got like 200.
What did I do wrong? I don't understand. But yeah, so it's really a lot of fun for us, and we really get most of our people who are going to be on our show come from the conventions. We get a really great turnout from them.
Yeah, that was fun watching season one saying, "Hey, he was at the expo. How cool is that?" You know,
right.
You know, that was really neat. And some of them on there obviously weren't from the expo, but some of them were, you know, whether they were attendees or whatever. And it's like, it was really cool to know that, you know, the person sitting there, I'm watching on TV, I had no idea that, you know, when they were walking around my expo that they had a bunker or were prepared the way they were. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. And then all those people, you know, we've gotten a great response from the people who have been on the show. We get letters all the time from them basically thanking us, saying, you know, you did a really great job. My family loved the show. Even fair-handed portrayal.
Nice, nice. Well, that's great.
So, yeah, so we're really proud of that.
Now, to help prepare people so that so that we streamline the process for you, what are you looking for, or what information do they need to give you, and what do they have to be willing to do to even be in the running during this casting call to make the show?
Well, I mean, they just have to be honest with us, mostly. We're looking for all, as I said, very diverse. So you never know what it's going to be that's going to strike us. It's something that in your personality, if you're, you know, a good speaker, or you have a good way of presenting prepping, or it's going to be one of your preps that might be unusual, or one of your preps that say to us, oh my gosh, this is above and beyond. Or it might be someone, we've done preppers who are just beginning prepping, you know, so and say, you know what, I'm just beginning prepping, and here's my story. And we'll get it, and we'll go, hey, this is a really interesting story. This person started prepping because of blank and is doing it because of this. And you never know what really is going to strike our fancy, because we, as I said, we are always trying for a hugely diverse cast. And so there's no standard. We want to be as diverse as the organization that we are showing.
Yeah, and that's the cool part is that, like I said, in season one it was so diversified, and making sure that that you are stay diversified during season two is important. So I'm glad that you do that. Now, is there anything that people need to bring to the expo or anything like that when they are planning to come visit your booth?
Not really. If they have some extra pictures of some, if they have pictures of one of their preps or something that they're particularly proud of, that's great. And if not, they could just fill out the form and we'll end up getting pictures from them at some point. So it's very, very simple. We'll have pencils and paper, and all they have to bring is their story. That's all we ever ask.
Awesome. Obviously the Self-Reliance Expo is next weekend, May 18th and 19th. And are you ready for, you'll be on stage doing Q&A. Are you ready for some of these questions?
I am looking forward to it. I can't even tell you. I mean, I've done a lot of Q&A stuff, and it's always very exciting to me and always fun. If there are people who have, I'm sure there'll be a whole gamut of questions, and I'm so excited to allay any fears or put away any myths about our show, or just have a great discussion. Freewheeling, baby. Anything goes. If you have questions, you show up and ask me.
Nice.
I'll give you an honest, answer.
You know that's dangerous, right?
I'm dangerous. I live on the edge, baby. I'm prepared.
Okay, I want to let you know your stage is next to the guns and ammo area.
Oh boy!
No,
come on, you can't. I'm not going to bring my Kevlar vest. I'm not afraid of preppers. Okay.
Good. So I want to ask a couple quick questions before we go and do our commercial at the top of the hour, Alan. Is there anything special going on in the booth besides, the casting call, which is awesome? I mean, are you going to have copies of the video or anything else there?
Yes, I believe we'll have the show running so people can watch some of the episodes if they're interested. And I also believe that there's going to be some giveaways. I don't know if you guys, we have, if you got anything at the last expo. Brooklyn is not the only person who gives great Doomsday Prepper gifts. I can do that too. All right. So there might be some really cool giveaways, some Doomsday Prepper giveaways at our booth. So everybody should definitely come by for that.
Okay. And then this is more of a, I feel like a real interview here. I'm going to ask you an in-depth question. Yeah. We've known you. I came out to New York and met y'all, almost a year ago when you first started doing the casting call and everything else. And at that point, there wasn't a lot of, anything on the air really at that point that was going towards preppers or survivalists. I mean, there was, there was a couple of shows that were more, surviving out in the middle of nowhere sort of thing, but no one that was talking about just being prepared. And then your show launched top, as you said, number one for Nat Geo. And now there's like 20 shows either on the air or being proposed and they're advertising for. So, yeah. As a producer, does that make you nervous or make you proud that you guys did such a good job that, everybody else is trying to imitate you?
I guess it's a mix, imitation is the biggest form of flattery or something. What is that saying? Something like that.
That's copy close enough.
So they say, yes.
Something like that. So I am proud about that we're out there first and leading the trend, and now there's going to be, people, picking up my scraps as far as I'm concerned, okay? We do it best, and now we'll have some people picking up our scraps in terms of audience and trying to capitalize on this niche market. And in terms of nervous, you know, I've been doing this for a while. You know, I'm always prepared like a prepper. Okay, I take it to heart. So I don't worry that much about it. I have confidence in our product and in my team that we're going to put out a really awesome, fun series and let the chips fall where they may with all the copycats.
Well, it's amazing. Several of them started but didn't make it past a couple of episodes. I won't say who they were, but, I mean...
No, I will.
You know, yeah, but,
oh, I'll remind you, baby. But, that's what you want.
Well, I think we just lost all those listeners that were part of that show, but or shows. You know, but as Ron said, we feel pretty privileged. Yeah, there's a lot of expos out there, and there's a lot of groups. I believe we're still currently one of the largest, and we support all those other ones. And you know, when we go out there and do these things, when we talk to you, you know, we're always makes us very happy to see some of the vendors from the Self-Reliance Expo that are now part of your show, and you know, and being able to participate. But we also get a lot of calls from a lot of the other shows, and you know, we're an equal opportunity expo. And but to see that most of those haven't, yeah, and Ron and I were the first to tell them a lot of the time. Yeah, you got to really think this out if you're going to do this. And a lot of them didn't. They just tried to jump in the genre. And, you know, you didn't do that. Actually, it looks like Alan dropped. Alan,
right.
You still
yeah.
there?
No, he's gone. But and that's the tough part is, you know, he's talked about this before as well, that, you know, the competition and having the competition right at your heels sometimes, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think that makes a huge difference when we're doing that. The Self-Reliance Expo is definitely all about education and training, and we try to look at the opportunities with like Alan and some of the other groups that came there as a chance to kind of spread the word, but. You know, just like any business, you have to have a well thought out plan. And you know, Doomsday Preppers getting picked up for a second season definitely shows that they have something.
Well, absolutely, and it's so impressive to hear that they've broken all records here. That's really cool. You know, and the subject that was what's the word, taboo? You know, 10, 15 years ago, everybody just thought, you know, that. You just didn't talk about the subject very much unless you're making fun of it. And so it's pretty interesting to see how things have flipped.
Well, and you know, I'm not sure. Yeah, National Geographic's or Nat Geo, I think is what their official name is now. You know, Nat Geo TV. It's got a pretty big, a pretty decent lineup. It's one of the few channels that, I'll let my daughters watch on a regular basis. I'm surprised that they were able to do – no, I shouldn't say I'm surprised. That's kind of an insult. You know, but it is a huge deal that they were able to pull so much into this and you know, get such become number one.
Yeah. Have you watched all the episodes from season one?
You know, honestly, I don't think I've watched all of them. I believe I've watched most of them, but you know, we have a DVR system, and I think we end up catching probably about 60% of them prior.
Well, what's your favorite one so far?
All right. Well, that's a tricky question. I have ones that I think are the fun. Yeah, we have to walk a very careful line because a lot of these are our vendors, and you know, we see everybody from two sides, and you know, and that's And that's kind of an interesting thing. Yeah, what you have to realize, and I'm talking for Alan here because he's gone, but, you know, Alan's job, as he has said in the past, and I'm paraphrasing here, so Alan, if you come back on, you can correct me. His job is not only to try to get the information out there and be educational, but he has to be sensational. And what that means is they've got to make it entertaining for people to watch. And as such, they're going to show some of the crazy, and they're going to show some of the things that make people go, wow, right? But I would say that I don't believe that Alan or National Geographic or even us and Backwoods Home Magazine and Redshed Media, who owns Self Reliance Expo, completely agree with everything that's said on the show. That's an accurate statement, would you say, Ron?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, everybody's preparing for their own. I keep saying that. You know, I keep going back to that. Kind of everybody's preparing for their own doomsday, I guess. And it could be as big or as small as you can imagine. So,
right.
Every situation is different.
Right, and the advertisers of the magazine and our advertisers and everything else, not everybody believes in the same thing. I mean, but, you know, if you look at Backwoods Home Magazine, the last issue was about apocalyptic scenarios. That doesn't mean that the magazine believes that all those scenarios are going to happen. You know, it's the job to put the information out there and let everybody make their own decision. That's kind of what happens.
It's also important to make it a lifestyle, not worrying about, you know, a deadline, you know, this, what do they call it, December 21st thing or whatever, you know, that day will probably come and go just fine. And the thing is to look at this as a lifestyle, to be prepared, it's just taking a huge weight off your shoulders, like I said, for no matter what happens, whether you lose your job or whether a tornado comes in and wipes out half the town. Knowing that you have food storage and water storage and you have prepared, you know, emergency locations to meet your family and, you know, all these things just play into that. And it's important to do. And you'll be amazed at the weight off your shoulders that you didn't even know you had just by being prepared.
No, I agree. And people have to realize, you know, this show, another great show on Nat Geo that I do like to watch because I travel so much is Locked Up Abroad. You know, and, you know, I hope to God people go, ooh, I shouldn't go to Dubai because that guy was arrested when he went through the door. Or, you know, they're worried about getting thrown in a Japanese prison or getting caned in Singapore. I mean, I spent a good portion of my time in Singapore, and although I was arrested for bringing a slingshot in.
You were arrested.
Yeah. You know, I was. That is true story, people. I got, and Colorado Ron knows this because I was doing a business trip and I had to contact everybody because I got stepped off the plane, got scanned, and I was carrying a deer antler slingshot that I had was giving as a birthday gift to my godson, which it's his birthday today. So, hey, Monkey, happy birthday. He's listening from Singapore. And I was bringing him, and he knows this story, I was bringing him a slingshot from the United States to him for his birthday last year. And
From the Self-Reliance
Expo. And they came up to me and said, hey, do you have a catapult in your bag? And I'm like, no, I don't have a catapult in my bag. And they said, do you have any weapons? I said, no, you don't have a catapult. No, I don't. So they pulled me aside, and they pulled out a slingshot, which is apparently not only considered a weapon in Singapore, but it is also considered a catapult. And I got arrested. And luckily, they just kept me, and they wrote me this really long letter that I have hanging in my office now that basically says that I was arrested for bringing a weapon in the country, and it's a catapult, and that if I'm caught bringing any other illegal substance into the country, I'll be kicked out of the country and banned and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to keep that till the day I die, because a letter that says I brought in a catapult into the country is funny. I mean, that's just the most hilarious thing I've ever had, is an official document from a government agency saying I was trying to sneak in a catapult. I mean, nuclear weapon, you know, M16s, grenades. I could see somebody going, ooh, that's bad, but a catapult. Like, okay, yeah.
What are you
gonna do? Who am I, Ben? Yeah, who am I, Ben Burr? Come on. Anyway. All right. Well, it doesn't look like Alan will make it back on, so let's go ahead and take a break, top of the hour, and then we'll come back and we'll get prepared to talk to Sammy and Toby from Backwoods Home Magazine and talk to them about what Backwoods Home Magazine is doing in the future. All right, so we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Preparedness Radio Network. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Looking for power grid independence? The Humless Solar Kit is the answer. Increasing brownouts in the U.S. suggest it's time to get a backup. The problem is gas generators are messy, require maintenance, and oh, gas, which may be scarce in a real emergency. Get the Humless Solar Kit by itself or with a 1,000-watt Humless Sentinel generator. The kit includes a 100-watt solar panel, 20-foot extension cord, LED floodlight, rechargeable flashlights, and more. Become a fan at Humless.com or on Facebook.
Want to reduce your dependence on the electrical grid? Trying to save money on groceries? Preparing for a major power outage? We can help. Layman's is your source for everything you need for heat, food, light, and water when there is no power. Glenda Lehman Irvin here for Layman's in Kidron, Ohio. My father, Jay Lehman, founded our store in 1955 to serve the local Amish with non-electric appliances, tools, and houseware items. Today, through our website, laymans.com, a print catalog, and a retail store, we provide oil lamps, water pumps, wood stoves, canning supplies, and hand tools to customers all over the world. If you think it isn't made anymore, check with Lehman's before you give up. Visit laymans.com or call us at 1-877-438-5346 for a free catalog, or just stop by. We're located about an hour south of Cleveland.
Thanks for listening to a word from our sponsors. Now, back to the show on the Preparedness Radio Network.
Hello, hello. This is Colorado Ron. I'm here with Bubba Da Vinci and Backwoods Home Magazine.
Scott?
Six and I'd like to welcome everybody back.
Hi, guys.
Alan?
Hey, Ron, you're breaking up again.
Oh, darn. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Alan. You're fine. Ron, okay. We got Ron's intro every third word.
Okay.
Okay. Ron, do you want to try to go ahead and restart one more time, and we'll keep going? All right, great. All right, so, hey, Alan, thanks for coming back.
Oh, no problem.
We're
sorry
definitely
about
having
that. I don't know how we... Had a little technical snafu.
No, that's okay. Again, being prepared, we can just wing it. It's it's easy to do. So anyway, what I was asking you, I was trying to lead to when we were talking about the other shows and everything else. You know, it seems like you guys have put a lot more forethought into. You know, and we were explaining while you weren't on, just to let you know, kind of catch you up. I was paraphrasing what you had told us when I was in New York and then one time on our interview, which is, you know, you have to walk a very fine line between education and entertainment, you know, and to make the show interesting for everybody. And so, you know, everybody's not going to necessarily believe everything that's out there. You got to sort of the sensational as well as the educational. But you've definitely put more, in my opinion, more forethought into the planning of that than some of the shows that have done one or two episodes, and it just seems like it's a lot of explosions and gun shooting and everything else and no backstory.
Yes, I truly feel that. And one of the things, you know, that you had discussed was, you know, we met in New York. I went out to the first expo. One of the things that we are dedicated to doing, and we send Brooklyn to all the expos, is not only do we go to expos because of casting, okay? We go to have a presence, to be learning about this community, to be part of this community as well. And I think we put our time in, you know, and a lot of these guys are coming in afterwards, and that I'm sure they're going to put their time in also. But, you know, that's an important part of what we do, being part of the – being in the community, if that makes
so
sense.
So how many
– no,
it makes a lot of sense. So let me ask, how many hours of – how many hours do you spend with someone that's selected, both learning what's going on with them so you can help direct the story? And I'm sure you guys have to help kind of storyboard – what's going on, too, because you go over to some prepper's house. If I went over to Colorado Ron's house the first time, the guy does so much that it would be hard to storyboard something that has to be in 30 minutes. So I'm sure you kind of put some priorities there and do it. And then how much time do you spend with that family filming?
With the family filming, we usually spend 2 to 3 days, two very, very long, grueling days, we tell everybody. My speech is we're going to spend 2 days there, 2 full days, but we're going to have a good time. And if you're not having a good time, you kick us out. That's the essence of it. But, you know, there's two long days, 12 to 14 hours. And before that, in terms of pre-production, I can't even count the number of hours we talk, and we try to get to the heart of the preps and try to figure out what their best preps and or most interesting preps are going to be. And again, that will be both educational and entertaining, and sometimes just entertaining and just sometimes educational.
And you know, I was amazed. I mean, you have a fairly significant staff that does this, because what's your window for shoot time? It's a matter of like a couple of months, right?
Correct. We're going to be shooting from now. We're having teams going out now, and we'll have teams going out until September, actually. So we do have a very large shooting schedule this year.
Oh, that's nice. Last year it was really condensed.
Yes,
and
it was.
And I don't think people realize the pre-production and the actual shooting is the easy part. It's the post-production that actually takes most of the time, right?
Exactly. Editing it together and transcribing it and, you know, bringing it, polishing it up, making it look good takes the most amount of time, really.
Yeah, and the people who are that are selected, do they get to preview it before it goes live? Or I've always wondered this, because it's like, you know, in the movies, every actor always says, oh no, I don't watch myself, I don't go to this stuff, I, you know, I see it when the audience sees it. You know, that's BS. But
right.
You know, do they get to see it before everybody else sees it, or are they watching that night, you know,
they
when
are,
it goes live, just like we are?
They are watching that night just like you guys are. Usually it happens with a party. And most of the time there's a little prepping party and everyone gets together and they watch their episode for the first time.
That would be kind of cool. I wish we could, you know, one of these days hopefully we'll be able to line it up where we can do some sort of party for a lot of the people, maybe have like a pre-production party or something like that at one of our expos.
I would say that's a great idea. That would be a fun idea. A prepping parties. One of the funny things I've heard is the show has a large following at colleges, at universities, and Tuesday is doomsday. Is the phrase, and all these kids get together in a dorm room or in the common room and they watch our show, which is really exciting. And I've also heard that it's a bit of a drinking game, that when anyone says, when the blank hits the fan, you have to drink a beer. So it's true. And it's a bit of a cultural phenomenon, my show. So that's kind of fun for me. You know, that image of all those college kids getting together, watching the show and doing that is kind of fun for me.
When does season 2 air?
Sometime in October, I believe. I don't think we have an exact date yet.
Now,
when's our event in October? Ron, can you say that again?
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if I'm still breaking up, but I was just kind of curious, now that Alan's had season 1 under his belt, has he become more prepared?
You ask me this question each time. I have cans. I have some cans in my back room. I have some water. Someone gave me. I have a bug out bag under my bed, but that's from way before. That, you know, I do live in New York City, and from 9/11. You know, after 9/11, many people got bug out bags and mini bug out plans. I can't say that I have an extensive one or a good one. So I do that a little. I'm not building a bunker in my basement here in New York City yet.
Yeah, I'm sure the permits for that would be just completely ridiculous.
I don't know if we're zoned for bunker. Only the mayor gets a bunker.
Well, and then you'd have to be digging, you know, and you got, you know, of course New York is known for the giant sewer rats and, you know, albino alligators and everything else in its sewer systems. So who knows what would happen if you built a bunker underneath.
It would be tricky.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be staying, just so we make sure we cover all this, are you guys going to be staying on Tuesday nights? Did you retain your slot?
You know, that's a decision that's above my pay grade, but I'm pretty sure we're going to stay on Tuesday. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
Well, which was a fantastic spot. You really didn't have a lot of competition on the Tuesday nights, and I think that definitely helped move people that direction.
Deadliest Catch. We're up against Deadliest
Catch.
Yeah,
but you know something? I think, you know, this is a horrible thing to say, but once you have someone pass away, I mean, you've done the whole emotional circle.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's. I mean, and then on top of that, they've tried to do all the spin-offs. You know, I think they've run their gambit. I think you guys are the big cheese on the scale
the big,
for Tuesdays now.
The big fish on Tuesday.
The big
night.
Fish. The big crowd. The big crowd.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's good to hear.
All right. Well, you know, Alan, we want to appreciate you jumping back on. And,
oh, no problem.
Go ahead and
my
recap.
Pleasure, guys.
Let's recap everything. You will be at the Self-Reliance Expo the 18th and the 19th. You'll be doing Q&A on both days, which is basically anybody can come up and ask you any question they have about casting, the show, or anything else. Is that right?
Anything anyone wants to ask about the show, I will try to be as honest as I can and forthright as I can to explain or, you know, tell them what I do or, you know, any aspect of our show I'm open to talking about.
Okay, and let's go ahead and plug those times. Alan will be on the main stage at 1 o'clock to 1:45 on Friday the 18th. And on Saturday the 19th, Alan will be on from 10 a.m. to 10:45 out there. Listen, guys, stop complaining, stop whining. If you really want to know the true scoop of what's going on out there, come and ask the man in person. That's
exactly.
That's the New York. That's the New York way. Come and man up.
Exactly. Come and talk to me. I know that there's often. I read the blogs and I read all the anything in the internet about on many of the. Prepping blogs and stuff, and I know there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of gripes and also a lot of positives. I want to hear some positives, okay? And
we'll plant some people.
You know, plant some positives. You won't have to plant them. Come on. Come on. Someone's watching. I know that. Someone likes this show. They've been watching every week, dude. There's got to be
true.
Someone liking the show. So, yeah, and, you know, I know there's a lot of questions, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about the show, and I want to address it all.
Well, and we appreciate you coming out and doing that, and you'll also be doing the casting. You'll be doing casting calls from your booth. And
exactly,
just to
all
make
day.
Make sure it's clear, Brooklyn will not be present, so all those Brooklyn fans out there, you know, stay in Manhattan. Just kidding. Anyway.
You know what? I might have to go back on Monday, and I'm going to go check her availability. I might have to fly her out. I mean, this is crazy. She has, like, a fan club. She's, like, has groupies now.
Yes.
We're going to have a fan page. She's going to have to, we're going to have to turn her into a prepper just so we can, she can be on air.
Okay. All right, guys.
All right,
I'll see you this weekend.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Travel safe, Alan. We'll see you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was our friend from Doomsday Preppers. That was Alan Madison, producer of the show. Poor guy now has a complex because I have gotten 11 Facebooks saying, yes, by all means, bring Brooklyn. So that is funny. And I, you know something? I've got a link that was sent. Apparently, I didn't know this. Brooklyn was on one of our show hosts, Donna Miller, did a interview with Brooklyn, and apparently there was a link, and you know, so you could see Brooklyn on air with Donna, and it was just sent to me, and I haven't watched it yet. But apparently, I've had several comments that yes, Brooklyn is hot. So.
Oh, it's funny. It's funny. You know what? One thing I did learn is that,
what's that?
She grew up not very far from Hickory, North Carolina, so she definitely wants to participate in the Hickory, North Carolina event.
Okay. Our producer said no. She's smoking hot. Okay, Steve, calm down. All righty there. Okay. Well. It's been an interesting show so far. You know, it's always fun when you get when we get Alan on because, you know, I have to say, it must be a hard position to be in when you're doing a show like this because, you know, everybody's got an opinion and there's no way you're going to win. And
right.
Yeah, but you still have to go out there and put a smile on your face and go out there and try to shoot it. You know, I don't know how he does it because it's like that just seems like it would be ridiculously difficult.
Well, yeah, I mean, half the people love you, half the people hate you. You know, it's got to be tough. You know, and the fact that you know, like he said, he puts a smile on his face and he's willing to stand on the stage and do Q&A, and you hear it right from the horse's mouth. And you know, I we always hear at every expo that you know, Doomsday Preppers is not doing it right and they should be doing it this way or that way and everybody has an opinion. So he's willing to listen. He's willing to, you know, he'll be standing in the booth. He's willing to hear it from everybody. But what's cool about Alan is I noticed that he always takes notes and he's jotting down the idea. So if he feels like it's a good idea that it should be part of the show, he'll implement it. And if not, he'll listen to you, give you a nice smile and a handshake, and off your way. So.
Well, yeah, and you know something, I want to make sure that people understand. Yeah, I just got somebody just Twittered me and said, why would you support a program like this? Yeah, I'm going to answer that question. I'm actually going to throw your name out there, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to throw it. Randy. Okay, Randy, why would we support a program? Obviously, you're listening, Randy, because since you Twittered me the question. So, Randy, I'm going to answer your question. We as a group, both Red Shed Media Group and Self-Reliance Expo, you know, had decided that we are going to be a educational show and that it's not our job to dictate to anybody, you know, what your beliefs are, religiously, politically, metaphorically, on any of this stuff. I mean, we're there to teach you, give you the basic tools for getting into the prepping lifestyle, and we give you several avenues you can go. It's like that's the reason why we don't have one food storage company. and one person that sells knives, and one person that is selling, you know, hats made out of Twinkie wrappers that will keep the aliens away from you. You know, it's whatever. If someone wants to come to the event and teach you what they believe is something to do, we present it to you, and it's your choice on what you want to do and what you want to believe. We just want to give you the tools. And, you know, and Doomsday Preppers and these other shows are the exact same way. You know, they're entertainment, but they're also educational. It is not our job to tell you which way to do things. And so we are going to continue, you know, being a platform for, you know, everybody to be able to go out there and make sure their information is out there, as long as it's not harmful information.
Right. Or scare right? tactics. You know, we don't endorse, you know, scare, you know, you've got to buy this product or you're going to die.
Right.
You know,
and a lot of people say this whole thing is one big scare tactic, but, you know, we actually talk to our vendors and tell them to tone it down. If it's something that's, you know, that you believe is something that will help them out, then you don't need to say the end of the world's happening tomorrow in order to get them to buy it. So I hope that answers your question, Randy. If you want to ask another one, send it to Ron. Just kidding.
you know, another thing, though, is that whether you like it or not, Doomsday Preppers, you can't lie with the numbers. I mean, he has brought this subject and put it in front of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And the fact that he's introducing preparedness to those people, even if all it does is spark an interest, and I've heard this time and time again, that people, I thought about being prepared, and then I watched Doomsday Prepper, and I saw how unprepared I was, and so now I thought, well, maybe I should really get into, you know, get prepared. And so if that's all it did was spark the interest or take it from just, you know, somebody that was halfway interested in it and is now fully interested and willing to come to the expo and learn and start taking some of these educational classes and all that stuff. If that's what it took, then by all means, I'm all for it. You know, obviously, it doesn't answer every question, but it does spark the interest on thousands of people. So when you look at it that way, yes, I need that.
Yeah, and you know, and since you mentioned it, let's talk. You know, we talked about some of our speakers. Let's take a second and talk about some of the classes that we have at the event. You know, so you know, during this event in Colorado Springs, not only do we have all the sessions that will be on the main stage, and maybe I'll go through those in a few minutes, but physical hands-on classes at this event, we have Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy are doing suturing classes, and you know, that's a 90-minute class where you actually do hands-on suturing on a pig's foot. I mean, they teach you, you know, everything you need to know on how to do it.
And if you haven't signed up yet, I hope there's a spot, because obviously their classes are filled every time. So I'm hoping there's one or two spots left. So if you are listening and you're interested in that, feel free to get the please.
And
No,
that's okay. You were breaking up. I was just going to tell you you're breaking up again. But I think what Colorado Ron said was, we hope that there's a few classes left. I will check with Doc Bones and Nurse Amy and post it on our Facebook page and let you know. I know that I haven't told Colorado Ron yet, but I am going to let my wife take the class. I'm going to let her sit. I'm going to pay to have her sit in one of the 90-minute classes. So that way she can learn how to do it, because Lord knows if anybody's going to get injured, it's going to be me. You know, the other class that we have here is being done by Kelly Bishop, and she's doing rape prevention for couch potatoes. And again, these are all can be found on our Facebook page. You go out there and you click events and they'll be listed there. And she's charging $5. It's a minimal fee. And she will be teaching some hand-to-hand combat for women that will hopefully help you stay out of problems. Obviously, you know, these are not full classes. These are just beginner classes to kind of give you guys a little bit of hands-on. So it's not going to stop you, but hopefully it'll help if you guys get in kind of a situation.
We have apple seed that will be there both days, all day, teaching marksmanship classes. And, you know, if you guys haven't participated in the apple seed project or you guys don't have one in your area, come and listen to Kim and Jim. You know, they do a fantastic job over there. They'll get your kids down there. They'll get you down there. They'll teach you some real basic skills. And if you get out to an apple seed event, you will come back with some major skills. And then the last but not least, you know, we have, and we're honored to have him, Snake Blocker, that will be out there and teaching some of the Apache hand-to-hand combat skills. And he'll be there demonstrating every couple of hours from his booth. That should be really cool. So
I wonder if after you get your smackdown in Colleen Bishop's class, if we can have him test out some of his knife fighting skills on you.
Yeah, use one of the wooden knives with tar on it and just, you know, do 20 cuts on me before I can even, you know, lift up my arms.
I'm sure
he'd be happy to go ahead and do something. You sound so much better. Would you move to your cell phone?
Yeah, I moved over to the cell phone. That was ridiculous. But and then we'll just carry you over to your wife, who will be doing a suturing class and get you taken care
there
of.
There you go. See, now that's brilliant. Now that's prepping in action. First, I go get knocked around by Kellen. Go over to the Apache knife fighting. Let him slice me open in two or three areas. And then we'll go on and throw me on the table for Joe and Amy, and they can, you know, let everybody play doctor. Remember, it's just like, remember the old thing, there's the wishbone, you know, when my little nose lights up. And sure. And then at the end of it, you guys will also expect me to help with move out. I get it. Love it. Glad to be a...
Let's do it.
All right.
Light it up.
Okay. On that note, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be live with Sammy, and I think Toby is supposed to also join us, but I don't think he's on yet, but we'll go ahead and go live with Sammy and go ahead and talk about Backwoods Home Magazine. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Preparedness Radio Network. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Discover the taste of the sun. Thousands of preppers have acquired a sun oven to have on hand in the event of an emergency and have been pleasantly surprised by the improved taste of sun-cooked foods. Sun ovens are a preparedness item you can start using today. A sun oven will pay for itself by reducing your utility bills and by keeping your house cooler in the summer. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit with the power of the sun. Sun ovens are often confused with homemade solar cookers, but they get considerably hotter, cook food faster, and hold temperatures longer. Sun ovens fold up in seconds, carry like a suitcase, and have many innovative features which make them the ultimate solar appliance. For the past 25 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They are durable and have a long life and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. For a discount coupon, email preppers@sunoven.com. That's preppers@sunoven.com.
I'm Dr. Prepper, and I'm here today to tell you about the Wonder Mill. Their patented grain mills create the most luxurious and quality flours from any hard grains or beans. They contract with the world's best-suited factories to manufacture the Wonder Mill to the highest specifications in the industry that they plan and design right up there in Pocatello, Idaho. They are the only American company with both electric and hand-operated models. I like them so much, I bought both, and you should too. I use the electric model for the finest flour, and I use the hand-operated model for making my grits and creamy wheat for breakfast. And I can have it fresh every day with the Wonder Mill's lifetime warranty. And the fact that these are simply the world's fastest, quietest, cleanest operating grain mills, it's no wonder that most preparedness and kitchen professionals prefer the Wonder Mill over all the other grain mills on the market. I love both mine. I know you'll love yours too. Go to thewondermill.com. That's thewondermill.com. and Wondermill grain grinders. Get yours today. Tell them the Dr. Prepper sent you, will you?
Thanks for listening to a word from our sponsors. Now, back to the show on the Preparedness Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Back with Home Magazine, Self-Reliance Exposed. I'm Colorado Ron, and I'm here with our international catapult. What's the word? What is the word? International catapult thief. No, not thief. Not thief's not the right word. What's the word? International catapult. We got to come up with a good saying here for you. International catapult. Well, smuggler. Smuggler. There we go. How about that?
That,
felon.
That works.
Steve said felon. International catapult smuggler. Bubba Da Vinci.
Yeah, let's not use the word felon when we're doing a radio show.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work. But smuggler sounds good.
I'm okay with smuggler. All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the show. We should have Sammy Duffy on with us. Sammy, are you on?
Yep, I'm right about here.
Hey,
how are you doing today, Sammy?
I'm good. How about you?
We're doing fine today. Did Toby forget about the call, or is he around there somewhere?
Oh, no, he's right here with me. Yep, I'm listening.
Ah, see? Hey, Toby, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good to go. So let me do a little intro, background intro on you gentlemen. So, Sammy, you are the son of Eileen and Dave Duffy, who are the founders of the Backwoods Home Magazine. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
And you know, Toby, you've been working there since 2011, right? You've been doing, you're kind of a jack of all trades.
Right. They've kind of cross-trained me so I can do everything in the office.
I mean, you guys do everything from, you know, working the shows, shipping, receiving, answering phones, you name it, you guys do it, right?
Yep, that's us.
and it's kind of cool. You know, you guys are kind of responsible. Now, I mean, everybody's kind of going like, okay, well, why do you have these guys on? You know, they're sound like they're, you know, the college kids that are going out there and doing everything. But you guys are pretty much responsible for helping Dave and Annie kind of bring Backwoods Home into the current technologically advanced century.
Yeah, like I got the Kindle up this year, and it's been going really great so far.
And when you mean you got the Kindle up, you guys came up with the idea to go ahead and start taking advantage of the digital media avenue for the magazine, right? You guys are now allowing people to purchase the magazine. Can you purchase a full subscription? For the Kindle?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. And pretty soon we're going to try and get on, like, the Apple Store or the Nook so we can expand our avenue even more.
Is it a different type of coding to get on, like, the iPad than it is on the Kindle?
Yeah. Well, right now you can get the magazine on the iPad. You can download the Kindle app, and then you can download our magazine, but we want to also get on, like, the actual iTunes bookstore, too.
Okay, so I get you, right, because the Kindle did put it out an app basically for everything. You get a Kindle app for your Macintosh, for your PC, whatever, which basically is just a reader.
Yeah, even your phone. Like, all right, now I have the magazine right on my phone.
And, oh, really? And so is it essentially, what are you guys doing? Is it like a PDF file that you guys encode and you guys can encode the entire thing and then you upload it and it gives you the ability to read?
Well, for the Kindle, we have to have about 15 files or sometimes more. It depends on how many articles we have. We have to kind of code each article to look at different articles. So when you upload it, you can see which article you're clicking on, because in the Mac, it would work in a book where you just have one file, because the book just keeps going from page to page. But in a magazine, what if you just want to go to, like, a certain article, like Ayub on firearms? You can just scroll down the list and click on Ayub with firearms and jump right to that.
Okay. And how does it archive it? I mean, if I go ahead and subscribe, is every magazine like a separate file, and I can grab any magazine and pull up any article?
Now, that's a little bit of a problem with Kindle. They don't like to keep all the magazines around. Like, I can't order or I can't download back issues on the Kindle right now. Their periodicals is still pretty, like, prehistoric. They don't really have too many options. The iTunes bookstore is a lot more developed. You can do a lot more stuff. Like, on the Kindle, you have to do a lot older stuff to try and get it up and running, and, like, the things that you're talking about right here, it's harder to do it. You can still do it in some ways, but it's some devices, like, you can't get all of them, and eventually, like, it'll start deleting your back issues. And we're trying to figure out ways to do this. Like, periodicals right now, you can't get them on a computer, but books you can. So we're trying to see if there's a way to, like, get past that.
And when, how close are you guys to being able to go live for the iTunes store?
Well, it's going to take a little bit. Me and my sister are going to be working on that. We got iPads. Hopefully that's going to help us out. But we've found some problems because it's on a Apple product, but we have all Windows computers, so we're trying to figure out, like, ways around that. I think we're going to be able to do it pretty soon, though. We're going to try to work on it this summer.
Now, you started this as a high school project, is that right?
Not necessarily a high school project. It was I come in 2 hours a day for work experience, second and third period, and I come in and I help people with, like, technical stuff, or I'll go work on a video, or I'll go do some Kindle stuff. Right now, my main job is doing the office video for the magazine.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 17 right now.
I believe you're the youngest interviewee
yep.
you've ever had, is that right?
I had a little interview at the last fair I went to in Texas. I went on the radio for about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, I think he's the youngest one for Self-Reliance Exposed. So now, how long did this project take from when you started? Well, first of all, how long did it take to sell to your dad, Dave Duffy?
Well, to do the Kindle, I actually have to do it really fast. Sometimes I'll have to come in after school and work for a couple hours each day, because we have to. I get all the files in an InDesign, like, type of file, and I have to convert it all really fast to the Kindle files, because I'm already on deadline after they're done with deadline, and I have to get it out pretty soon. So we don't have to, like, ship out any magazines or anything, but I still have to get it all done before they hit the newsstand.
Now, did it take any convincing to convince your dad to go this route?
It wasn't too much convincing. It was actually mainly his idea, and he just thought, well, who could do it better than Sammy? He knows a lot about technological stuff.
Nice. Now, what's it like having to, or getting to, come in and work with your dad every day?
It's actually really cool, because I have to help him out a lot with technological stuff, and sometimes he can't figure out a problem, and it might be really simple, but I can just show him right there. Like, just about a couple weeks ago, we moved all my stuff into my dad's office, because he's usually not there, so I pretty much have my own office now. It's pretty dang cool.
So let me ask you, on the Kindle, are your files all black and white, or are they color? So if I have a Kindle Fire, yeah, well, am I going to be able to see the same sort of things that I see in the magazine in color, or, you know, is it going to be black and white, and so therefore Kindle, just a standard Kindle? Because the cool thing about Kindle is all the prices have dropped. You can buy a Kindle for $79 now.
Well, yeah, you can get it on, like, the Kindle Fire. You can get it in color.
So, but if I have a Kindle Fire, it'll be in color. But if I have a regular Kindle, it'll just show them in the gray tones.
Yes. And then on the like the Android phones or like the iPhone or iPad, it's gonna look like the it's like it's on the Kindle Fire or something like that, because you like scroll through it and it has the exact same format as on the Kindle Fire. So we only have to worry about two types of formatting right now.
That's cool. Do you guys have I'm curious because I've never really done this. I've never owned a Kindle, so I haven't never tried it. Can you guys do hyperlinks? You know, so if I'm reading things and you guys give the URL like you guys do in your magazine for something, can I click on that and hyperlink?
Right now I can't do that. We tried doing that a little while back, but it didn't really work very well, and so we're waiting until Amazon upgrades their all their Kindle stuff so we can start to do that. Because right now I can only use about 20 codes in the Kindle, so it makes me very limited. Like I only have like one font to work with. I have like six different sizes of the fonts, but it gets kind of difficult to make the magazine look the same as it was in the print.
Okay. So, I mean, you're moving forward, but there's definitely some technological issues with the different types of mediums that you're using, you know, like Kindle and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, what other sorts of things, mediums, are you guys looking at going into? So, I mean, you talked about doing the iPads and things like that. I mean, what kind of future changes are you guys looking at doing to kind of stay on the cutting edge?
Well, it's not really too much of a cutting edge. We're kind of leaping forward and in the past. Right now we're going for Twitter. And we have been on Facebook for a little while now, but we're still pretty new to that. And like YouTube too, I'm starting to put up new videos. I already put up 3 videos of Jackie over at her homestead, and I'm about to put up another 2 videos on our site. And those are we think those are gonna be pretty good for our viewers.
So like on those types of videos that you guys are doing, are you shooting those videos, or are these things that you're getting from your different writers, and then you guys are posting them?
Well, for example, Jackie Clay, she shot her own video, and then she sends us the video card, and then I'll just edit it down and put it on YouTube. But here at the office, I'll shoot the video, or me and Toby will shoot the video, and then I'll put it on my computer, and then I'll edit it down.
And where's your, I mean, is this a, just, you guys have your own YouTube channel?
Well, it's the Backwoods Home Magazine YouTube channel, and it's actually been doing really good lately. Like, we've been getting about 3,000 views on each one of our videos.
Can our listeners find that?
What was that?
Where can our listeners find these videos?
Go on YouTube and search Backwoods Home Magazine, and it should pop up with our name. Here, hang on a second. I'm going to get on the computer and tell you exactly what it is. We're doing all this YouTube and everything. It's been quite fun, actually. Been something new to do, kind of break the ice.
And you said you and Toby are doing the editing for it?
Yeah. We try and get the video editing done as soon as possible. Like right now, I was doing the office video, and I didn't realize that YouTube doesn't like it when you put on videos that are more than 15 minutes, and ours was 16 minutes, so I had to cut it down a little bit. And then my computer decided to stop working all of a sudden, and so I had to get a new computer. Now I'm completely redoing the office video. It's kind of disappointing, but it'll look a lot better now.
Toby, I wanted to ask you. Now you are in college. You're going to junior college. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm going into a local community college, so I can transfer over to a university.
And is what you're looking at doing things like this? Is it tech, Are you looking at the different types of technology, or are you looking at doing video? What are your ambitions? I mean, just kind of curious with you guys are doing this stuff.
More ambitions and goals would be to stay in like business and digital media, and maybe combine them to create kind of a future type of hybrid way to go. And I think that'll be really smart for the future, knowing that computers are doing so well.
Yeah, and what portion? I mean, what do you guys? How often do you guys plan on putting up videos?
Well, we were going to try and put them up like once a week, but then our video stock ran a little bit short. So what we've been trying to do lately is encourage our other writers to send us videos. Like, we'll pay them a certain amount of money, and then they'll send us a video. Some of them are already in their contract. Like, for Jackie Clay, she has a blog, and so we don't have to pay her for her videos. It's kind of like part of the blog payment.
And then how long does it take you to edit the typical video?
Not long at all. Like, our four-minute video or something for Jackie only took me about a day or something. I just come to work experience for 2 hours. I'll have it pretty much all done. There might be a couple more tweaks. I'll show my dad it so he can see if that's all okay or stuff. But for, like, the 15-minute office video, that took me a long time because we had to keep getting new clips and new stuff to put in it, new music. Do everything, and so that one's taken me quite a while to do.
And how are you guys enjoying it? I mean, it's kind of a cool thing to be kind of spearheading a new project, and this is huge because, I mean, yeah, so many people read this sort of thing, and knowing that you guys are increasing your circulation.
Yeah, this has actually been a pretty dang fun experience right here. Like, me and Toby have been doing this for a little while now, and we've had way too much fun to be working. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Toby, did you end up finding the link for, I mean, not Toby, Sammy, did you find the link for the YouTube?
Yeah. Our name is Backwoods Home. And you just type that in. Right now, we don't have too many subscribers for our Backwoods Home channel. Our old channel had about like 3,000 to 5,000 views on each video, but we're trying to get all of our old people back onto our new channel. And so we're trying to like upgrade the quality of our videos, upgrade everything about it so that people can see just how far we've come in our technological era.
Well, yeah, I'm over here actually now. You can go to youtube.com/users/Backwoods Home. And we've got, looks like about 29 videos up. We've got Jackie Clay. Is see Annie there? And so, yeah, they've got, there's Dave Duffy there. So, yeah, they got quite a few videos. It looks like everything from putting insulation in to presentations to goats, cooking. They got some cooking ones on there, cooking videos. They got gardening. So yeah, you guys, I suspect you're trying to, have a whole gamut of videos covering everything that you cover in the magazine. Is that right?
Yeah. Like our three newest videos are our first and our more advanced era. These are older videos here. They don't have like really good quality. They're kind of premature, so we're going to try and just work on the quality of our videos right now, and so we can get out more quality than quantity at the moment. We're still trying to get out a lot more videos, though, because it's been a long time since we last uploaded, but Jackie's supposed to send us a video pretty soon, so we're going to put up some more of hers, and we got a couple more writers that are interested in making videos, so I think we're going to have quite a few more videos coming up here soon.
No, that's cool. The if somebody wanted to help with this or submit a video, you said you were looking for videos. So, do you have a contact email or anything like that that they can reach you through?
Yeah, I have quite a bit of help here. Lisa will help me out whenever she can. Like, I have this another contact, Jay Stoller. He'll come up every once in a while and he'll help me out with the video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
wondering if someone wants to get a video.
Well, how does somebody, if you're looking for people, how do they reach you guys to either submit a video or say, hey, I can help, or with video? You said you were looking for
You would just send an email to one of the managers here backwards that handles digital media, and they would then review it and submit it to Sammy and I, and we would, and then Dave also. And then we would go over it and edit it and see if we want to throw it up on our channel.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Now, how long is this? How long have you been working on the project? You started with the Kindle. How long has it been this, since you started working with your dad?
Well, it's been since September. I've been coming in every day for 2 hours, sometimes more than 2 hours. I'll come in after school every once in a while, and I'll work then. I helped my dad set up, like, some Skype stuff or something because my sister just moved to Corvallis, and so that she can be closer to, like, autism centers for her son. And so we're setting up a virtual office so she can still kind of be here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's cool. The now, setting up mobile offices, we're all about that because, you know, Bubba and I, we travel quite a bit now. How do you like living up there in Gold Coast?
It's really nice up here. If you like rain, come up here. But also, there's great views and stuff. There's like a redwood forest. Pretty much everything here. Like you go on the beach and stuff, and it's just beautiful.
Now we were up there a couple months ago and visited you guys, and I tell you what, that you're right. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous, and back with Home Magazine. Lucky enough to have their office is like pretty much right across the street from the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice here.
Now, have you guys, you've lived there pretty much all your life, haven't you?
Yep, I can't remember the other house that I lived at before, but this is pretty much the only place I've ever known. And same for me as well.
Are you coming to the expo? The Self-Reliance Expo?
Yeah. Yep, me and my sister and my dad, we're all going up there, and we're bringing quite a few writers, I guess, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of your contributors are definitely coming to the expo, so that's cool, you know, and participating in women in prepping and, you know, doing different presentations and classes, and so that is we're pretty excited about having that level of participation from you guys. I remember when... I first met you, you had flown into, I believe it was the Denver Expo, Self-Reliance
yep.
Expo, and then that was the first time I met you, both of you, and it was a lot of fun, you know, and for you to be helping and working with your dad, do you see yourself doing this long term, or is this just more of a training for you and going on to something else, or do you foresee you... running the family business, so to speak?
Well, my sister's going to be running the editorials. That's what we think. I think I might be running the business side of the magazine. I'm not sure if I want to just do the magazine, though, throughout my life. I think I might want to upgrade eventually, but right now I'm going to be looking into the magazine.
Well, that's got to make your dad proud. You know, he's a great guy, so that's got to make him proud. Now, are you guys planning on coming to all the expos, or do you know if you're just coming to the Colorado Springs Self-Reliance Expo, or are you planning on going to Dallas and Hickory and all those as well?
I'm not quite sure. That's mainly up to, like, my mom, whether it's too far away, whether we can, like, drive there, or most of the time we come to the expos, I think, but... It really depends on, like, what's going on for the magazine at the time. Like, there could be a bunch of stuff going on down here, and we just can't make it. But most of the time, we're going to try and make it.
Nice, nice. Now, are you one of those straight-A student kind of guys, or what?
Not at all. I get pretty good grades, but most of the time, I'm just an average student. I don't.
What?
I try not to.
I totally expected you to be straight A's.
I'm too lazy.
Sounds like my kids. Now, are you guys both preppers as well? Do you guys live the lifestyle?
In a way, like over at my house, you'll find some of the type of stuff. Like we have chickens and we do our own garden, stuff like that. But mostly, since we have to do the magazine, we can't really have that much of that type of a lifestyle. We kind of have to be close to town and we still have to go to school. So it's hard to keep that lifestyle and still do all this stuff.
How about you, Toby?
Yeah, basically, I do mostly self-reliant. If there was less government involved, I would be happy. But unfortunately, there's quite a few loopholes we got to jump through being involved in the magazine.
But I mean, are you guys outdoorsy sort of guys? Like, do you guys hunt? Do you fish? Do you, I mean, do you guys both shoot?
We shoot every once in a while. Like, we try and, I haven't really hunted too much myself, but we try and do as much of it as we can while still keeping up with the magazine. Like, the most I ever do is really just camping, and we try to be as self-sufficient as we can out there. Like, we'll try to fish or something.
And Toby, what about you?
Just about the same. We actually usually go on the same camping trips. You know, we'll try and make our own fire without a lighter, but we will bring one just in case. We just basically outdoorsy stuff. We go hiking, camping, swimming, all just recreational activities. Not too much self-sufficiency for homesteading because we're not quite of age to be out on our own, living by ourselves.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. But, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, I get your magazine, you know, I get every issue, although I am going to pick a bone. For some reason, I haven't gotten my issue this month, and it made it very difficult. I was actually going to this weekend swing by a Barnes & Noble and pick one up because it's hard to talk about the articles when you don't have the magazine. So I'm going to have to pick one up this weekend. But, well, I'm a subscriber. I have a funny feeling my neighbor pilfered my copy because it should already be out, right?
Yeah, it's actually common. I get quite often.
Well, and you know, I get it. I've usually gotten it on time, and I was just kind of like, this is so odd that I haven't gotten it this month. And I was kind of like, I'm gonna have to go knock on my neighbor's door and see if he wanted to read it before me, which is fine. I was just passing the knowledge on, but it just seemed very odd that I didn't get it this month. But, I get a big kick out of, you know, getting the magazine and then trying some of the things out, you know, when we get it. And I believe in this issue, we were interviewing someone and one of the writers, and like this month, I believe you guys have an article about frog gigging, right?
Yeah.
Was that in this? Okay. So, I mean, do you guys ever go and try the stuff out? I mean, you guys go out there and get a sharpened stick and go out there and go, let's get a frog.
Well, like, we didn't try out the frogging one, but every once in a while we'll see if we can try out something. Like, for example, we have to actually be able to make, like, the food recipes. Like, my mom will make stuff. Like, you can go on our YouTube channel, actually, and see her making, like, some bread and some biscuits and stuff like that. But mainly, we just put it in the magazine. It's, for some of them, we'll definitely try out, though.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I think that you guys do – the magazine does a great job in getting the information out there and making it fairly simple, or the writers do. And so I would think it'd be fun. See, what you should do is you should talk to your dad and say, hey, look, you need to pay us to go out there and do these things because we're adding legitimacy to the magazine.
You know what would be cool, though? Is if our subscribers say they get their new issue and they see something, an issue they want to try out, they should video themselves doing it and send it in. And then if we get enough subscribers doing that, we can create almost
a new channel or something.
Right. Or a section from our Backwoods Home channel dedicated strictly to our subscribers doing the things in the magazine.
Okay, done. I will go out, and I will be one of your first ones to go do it. I'm going to go get a gigging stick, and I'm going to videotape myself frog gigging.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And I'll leave the bloopers in, because I'm sure I'll end up probably having more, you know, more animals in my pants than I will in my frog gig. But we'll do that.
Definitely make a blooper section for you.
There you go. See, and we just created. Look at this. This is technology in action. Few conversations and everything else, and now we've got a new YouTube channel. This is business. This is business in motion.
Oh yeah. This is
you know,
how
the other thing
on the
they
radio.
Have. The other thing they have in this, not to twist the knife here, Bubba, but the other cool article they have in this this month's issue is the beekeeping with a top bar hives, and so it's very, it's like frugal beekeeping is what they call it, and it's a very cool project, and I am definitely my son and I have been looking at this one. I think we're gonna tackle this one and send the video in. So hopefully I don't get stung to death in the meantime.
Oh yeah, I like for example this one right here. It looks really cool. Like when I was coding this for the magazine, I was looking through it and I was like, "Hey, look at this!" And you look at like a bunch of stuff. That's one thing that I really like about coding the magazine for the Kindle. I look at stuff on the magazine that I never look at before. Like I'll see like the political articles and stuff by my dad or John Silvera, and I'll read them and I'll say, "Well, look at that! I didn't know that before." It's kind of a cool thing, so I can actually see what's in the magazine.
That's really cool. Yeah, going back to the technology part, it would be cool. I don't know if it's possible, but I know for the iPad it is. I get different magazines on my iPad through the store iTunes, and when they have their videos, they actually hyperlink their videos inside there. So, I mean, if your video channel gets big enough, there's no reason why, you guys couldn't start pointing, populating videos on that, too. So when you're talking about things, you can actually link to videos, from the iPad.
Yeah, that would be another one, because, like, the iPad's iBookstore or the iNewsstand or something like that, they're a lot more advanced than the Kindle is. Apple has always been really good about getting out their new software, so we can actually like put in links and stuff in there, I do believe, and we're gonna be able to advertise a lot more in there. Like for the Kindle, they wanted us to strip out every single advertisement in our magazine. I was wondering why that was, but we have to realize that the Kindle periodicals is still fairly new. Like the books and stuff, they have that down pretty well, but they're not too good on the periodicals. So I've had to like jump through a lot of hoops. Like every once in a while, I'll go on right as I'm uploading the magazine to their site, and I'll have an error or something, and it's absolutely nothing on my end, and it's something completely on their end. And so I'm hoping that they're going to upgrade their site pretty soon, so it'll be easier for us publishers.
Yeah, well, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to getting this month's issue now that I got to do a frog gigging video next week. So I just realized, I'm just looking at my calendar, and I just realized I committed to going ahead and doing something when I have to leave for an expo in 3 days. So, but we'll make it happen.
I'll let Lisa know.
Right.
Do another. Every once in a while, our mail order office down here will mess up, and they won't send it out right, or they send it to the wrong address. And so we're trying to make sure that that doesn't happen too much. That's a problem with our local post office here.
Well, even if that is the case, we'll get through it. I mean, I go through about 3 copies of your magazine probably every issue, because what ends up happening is I'll end up loaning it to a brother-in-law or giving it to someone to read an article, and then I never see it again. So one way or the other, I'd be buying another copy.
Yeah, I go to the fairs and stuff, and they'll say, "Well, I was reading my magazine. I got halfway through, and I let my brother use it, and now I never saw it again. And now they're a subscriber." We hear that so much.
Well, see, the way I look at it is we're we are
By buying, having to buy the extra copies, we're supporting your dad's golf habit.
Yeah, most of the time he's not in the office. He's at the golfing range.
Right, he's actually got a quite a large wager match today against a couple warring companies over golf. Anyway, they have this thing they call the First Tee Cup, and they basically have different businesses compete for this cup, and then it's a $1,000 wager match to a donation of a charity to a charity.
Well, that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, he does that to kind of help out the community and to have a fun game of sport.
Yeah, cool. So are you guys going to be doing anything interesting at the booth? I mean, basically you guys are going to have, you're going to have Jackie Clay and Patrice Lewis over at your booth, and you guys have a new compilation that you guys just had it come out too, right? Will you have that there?
Yeah, we'll have that there too. And I'm going to try and bring down, like, my iPad. My dad will bring his iPad, and we'll bring down, like, the Kindles and stuff so we can show people that we're on Kindle, and you guys can get it on iPad right now. Not on the iPad store, but on the Kindle store on the iPad.
Very cool. All right, guys, we need to go to commercial break. Thank you for being on. We appreciate it. And we look forward to having you guys on iTunes because, you know, like I said, I don't own a Kindle, but I definitely would subscribe for the iPad because it'd make it much easier to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for having us here. This was a trick. Absolutely.
All right, and we will see you guys in about 5 days.
Yep. All right, see you later.
All right, guys.
Take care, guys.
All right, guys. See ya. Let's go to commercial break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Preparedness Radio Network. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
If everything you eat comes out of boxes stored in your freezer, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo. If you're afraid to take out your own garbage because the neighbor kids might beat you up, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
Over 65 free training classes are coming to the Self-Reliance Expo May 18th and 19th at the Freedom Financial Services Expo Center. Gardening, alternative home building, off-grid living, food preservation, cooking with the sun, self-defense classes, tea making, canine demos, and more.
If you can kill a houseplant just by looking at it, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
This event is fun for the whole family, and it's the largest one of its kind in the nation. Learn how to do it yourself. Learn how to defend yourself. Save money, save a life.
If the only screwdriver you own is made of orange juice and vodka, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
It's the Self-Reliance Expo with keynote speaker Karen Hood of Survival.com, May 18th and 19th at the Freedom Financial Services Expo Center. Go to SelfRelianceExpo.com for info and tickets.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the 21st century, a dangerous world. Preppers need food and medicine. Why not have the best?
Enterfood.com does the shopping, prep, and packaging for you using the best organic ingredients on the planet. Right now, specials are available for listeners of this station. The all-organic vegetarian food storage pail and the herbal medicine cabinet. The pail holds up to 120 flavorful meals, super packed fresh to last up to 15 years, soaked, cooked, or raw. The herbal medicine cabinet holds everything you'll need to cure common ailments. Use these items in an emergency or use them when camping. You can't beat these prices. Call to order now. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238 or go to enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. Enerfood.com.
Thanks for listening to a word from our sponsors. Now, back to the show on the Preparedness Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to Backwoods Home Magazine, Self-Reliance Exposed, live every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Central Standard Time. This is Bubba Da Vinci, and like always, with my friend, Colorado Ron.
So there are... Hey.
So that was interesting talking to those two young men. That's great. You know, we're kind of old farts now, you know, in just about every aspect. And it's kind of cool to see that Sammy and Toby are over there trying to keep things moving forward and making sure everything's cutting edge. I'm glad to see them actually doing something that is proactive and helps the community.
Well, yeah, especially on a topic that usually is not on cutting edge technology. That's really cool, and helps introduce it to a whole new audience sometimes as well.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, everything moves at the speed of, you know, well, faster than the speed of light. Everything's measured in terabytes and nanoseconds and everything else. That if you don't have let me take a step back. I actually like getting my magazine when I get it in the mail and physically being able to touch and read and do everything, because it's so easy to have everything digitally nowadays.
I agree. I'm the same way. Maybe that's the old fart in us coming out. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think it feels – now, that doesn't mean, you know, I get my magazine and I'll go through it. I'll read it the first time. And then after I read it, it goes into my bookshelf. I have these little magazine holders that, you know, are broken up by category, and I slide my Backwoods Home in its little place. And then when I want to read it again, I always find it's a pain in the butt, because then I got to go over there and pull it out, and then I read it, and then goes in the car, and half the time they turn up missing, and I got to buy another one to replace it. And at that point, I love the technology. The idea of being able to have the magazine, read it, and be able to physically touch it and do whatever I'm going to do, and then put it back, and then being able to pull out my iPad and, you know, flip through it digitally so I don't have to carry the magazine around after that is kind of cool. I like
that concept. Absolutely, yeah. I'm the same way. And it's nice to, you know, I try to carry as little as possible on a trip. But when I'm on the plane or waiting for a plane, it's nice to be able to just grab my phone or grab my iPad and read the articles instead of having to carry the magazine with me everywhere I go. So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and we've both become, you know, pretty serious iPad people. I mean, I don't think that I've seen either one of us go any place without our iPad.
Yeah, I'm taking it so serious that I actually bought a case for my iPad that is also my wallet, has all my credit cards and stuff in there. So my iPad is now part of my wallet.
Now, see, I would never do that for the simple reason that at least twice a month, I leave my iPad someplace. Hell, you should know this, because you and I were on that trip onto the East Coast, and I had to pull over into a gas station because I thought I left my iPad at the hotel.
Right. I remember that.
I carry so many. I mean, I have my laptop. I have, you know, all my paperwork for the three different businesses I work for. you know, everything that everything's always going with me. And that iPad is the one thing I tend to leave everywhere. Hey, we even you even introduced me to Steak and Shake, and I almost walked out of the place with it because I set it next to me on the seat.
Yep.
So, man, if that was my wallet too, I'd be doomed. Doomed.
Yeah, that.
Especially
I feel the same way.
So you're a braver man than I am to take that chance. But yeah, I also think it's very smart that the boys are jumping into the YouTube. I mean, it's. Everybody does YouTube now and everything else, but I definitely think that people like to visually see, you know, some of these things in action too, and I think it'll make a huge difference, you know, posting those videos.
Oh, totally. And I was looking at some of those during the break, and they're very. It's very cool, and it's fun to be able to read an article on something, and then go to YouTube and actually watch a video on it as well. And it's always helpful. Video demonstrations on different subjects is always helpful, and I don't think they can go wrong with a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I tried to I was going to watch some videos too, but I didn't quite get to it. I was trying to find the video, watch the video of Brooklyn. Yeah, because our producer seems to be drooling over her, and so I wanted to be able to see exactly, you know, how smoking hot this young lady was, but unfortunately, I got about one third through the whole newscast, and then I was kind of like, oh yeah, well, I better stop. Yeah. So.
Well, I did send you a picture of her and I.
but the problem with that picture was, I mean, it was like super dark, and I could never really see it. All the other pictures came out really well, but that one came out in the shadows. And I was kind of like, well, all right, well, whatever. So, I see how
you're still jealous, though.
I mean, why not? I mean, I get to do these sorts of business trips, and you get to take off and go schmooze with the hot girl at the expo. So, I see how it is. I get it. I totally get it. So,
I gotta take my position. You know, I gotta do it. You know, gotta do what I gotta do.
So, you know, kind of a segue here of, I just saw Brooklyn. I just reopened that picture and did a filter on it. And actually, yes, very cute girl. Yeah, she's going to sit there and she's going to say, you know something, I'm not going to participate in any of these things. These guys are just like totally creeping me out. So, got some producer on the other side of a radio show calling me smoking hot, and these other guys trying to find videos of me. I'm a little worried. Anyway, we're harmless, Brooklyn. We were talking about the technology there, and I completely agree with them that you got to stay on top of everything, which is why, you know, starting tomorrow, if you go to either www.beprepared.com or the other one is preparednessradio.com.
Yeah, that's
right, Carlo.
Preparednessradio.com.
Preparednessradio.com, which is the two sites that we usually participate in. You will see a whole new website for our company. I'm actually really excited. You there?
Yep, I am too. The it's taken a long time to get this all set up, I'm keep waiting for it to go live. I'm excited to see it live.
Yeah, I want to make sure it's Be Prepared Radio, and actually I think it's I was just looking it up. It's preparednessradionetwork.com.
Okay, Preparedness Radio Network, okay.
Yeah, and the guys, we'll post all these so you know. Yeah, because like Preparedness Radio Network currently goes, when you click on it, it goes to our blog talk station. And if you go to the Be Prepared Radio, which I think you guys should go to just for nostalgic sake, that goes to the main website that originally covered all of PRN's network. And basically what we've done is we've created a one-stop shopping. So when you go to listen to a show, you will no longer have to go to Blog Talk, which is what most of you guys did today. You guys clicked on a link and went to Blog Talk. You will actually go to our site. You can find the host. There's a host page with photographs and information and everything else. And then once you find the host, you can actually click and find their times, their scheduled times, and then you can listen to either the current show or very soon, the archives aren't up yet, you'll be able to listen to any archive show for the individual host if they aren't currently on air. I mean, that's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like it. It, you know, and it's very interactive, very hopefully it's very user-friendly. So, you know, that's our goal.
Well, and the main thing is we wanted to find, you know, here's the problem with the modern age. And not that there was anything necessarily wrong with what we had before or, what's going on is everything changes so fast. And as you upgrade and as you change things, what ended up happening is you leave remnants of what you've had before. You know, and so, you know, as we were just listening to all the URLs that we've had, you know, we've launched new programs, we've gotten new hosts, we've merged with companies, we've done all these different things. And at some point you got to go back and clean house and then, you know, and try to make it simpler so you don't have to search so much. And I think our number one complaint that we have from the audience is it's not easy to find our shows or to find what you're looking for on our site. And that was because it was spread out several different places. And so we've been working very hard for the last 90 days to try to take care of that and clean that up. And we're very excited that tomorrow we will be live. You might have to hit refresh a couple of times because it takes takes a bit of time to repopulate when you do a redirect when you're changing to a new site. Sometime this afternoon it actually go live, but tomorrow is our official go live date with everything. And I have to say, the website looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm actually on there right now. We got a back end access to it, so I'm actually there now and reading through all this. It's very, very cool. It's nice to see that a lot of the information is on there now. We've got all the shows listed, so yeah, it's much easier to navigate than that Blog Talk Radio website.
And it'll only continue to get better. Now, you know, please forgive us because we're not up 100% yet with everything. I mean, you'll see that some of our show hosts have not set up all their things yet. It's going to be a work in progress. I was just told by our producer we're about 85% right now. And there's going to be some changes. You know, we're going to probably be switching around some times and making sure everybody's up and comfortable. But I think everybody will have a much nicer experience when they go. And like I said, I think today we'll have an official announcement with the links that you can go to, and to make sure that you can see everything. And I think one of the coolest things about it, Colorado, is people also always go, well, how do I get more information about the show? I mean, do they have a Facebook page? Do they have a website? Do they have everything? Now when you click on the show's page or the host page, it tells you whether they have a show website, a show Facebook, if they have their own personal stuff. And, you know, you just go to that page, you click on the link, it takes you right over there, and, you know, you're good to go.
Yeah, this is really cool. I'm actually on – I clicked on there and looked on ours, on our show, and it's it has a little logo right there on air right now, so that's pretty cool.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, I'm excited. This is awesome. This is a lot easier to navigate and get through.
And it's kind of fun, even though it's not live. I've been trying to update the information on there, so it's like if you go and click on there, and we're not on air. That the next show's information, I'm actually just clicked on it too, and it says, you know, our guests today were Alan Madison and Sammy Duffy and Toby Stanley Jr., and he kind of gives some background information about them. So you can read right there about what's happening in that day, in that week's show. So this is very exciting. We've never had anything like this before, and it's just the next step in what we're doing. And it looks like our YouTube channel's up, so we'll start posting videos in our YouTube channel too.
Yep, there it is. YouTube.com/BePreparedRadio. Awesome.
Right, and just so you guys know, when we're talking about our, you know, we're talking about Redshed Media, Be Prepared, you know, it's a whole network. You know, Redshed Media has the expo, we have the book, we have, you know, the radio channel. So it's everything. Yeah. So inside this channel covers, we have videos for all our show hosts too. So it's not like anything that the station's corrected. We post links to, to Donna Miller, to the Family Gardener, Family Garden Doctor, Destiny Survival Radio, all kinds of things. They're all here. Anybody that's done a video that's one of our show hosts will have videos on here. Which again, it's one stop shopping to kind of come and find everything.
I like it. I'm looking through the show host right now. This is really cool. You can see, you know, it's kind of neat to put faces to voices sometimes. Well, not yours, but most of these, it's pretty cool to see the face behind the voice.
That's right. You guys get to see my naked body. And everybody's kind of going, uh-oh, I want to see this. What's he talking about?
No, you don't.
No, mine's a logo, so it's you guys know the Bubba Da Vinci logo. That's what I have. So yeah, I mean, I'd have to be like James. You know, James did a cartoon sketch of himself, and you know, if I did, I don't have one of these cool pictures like Colorado Ron, where it's me posing in front of a waterfall. You know, I don't have my headshot yet. Yeah. One day I'll get there, and it'll be me with a chicken hat on or something. I don't know.
You know, that's funny because, excuse me, I was just being interviewed in front of this waterfall for a local news station, and somebody just snapped that shot and just sent it to me, and I just thought, you know, it worked out perfect. I thought it was so cool, so I've used it ever since. But,
it works. No, that's...
Yeah.
If you have something that works, then definitely use it.
Totally. So, yeah, back to the website. I mean, this thing is awesome. I love the functionality of it. I love how it covers all the subjects. You can look up, if you're interested in a top, you know, in a radio show, by topic, you can look it up that way. If you're interested in just looking up all the shows, you can look it up that way. Or if you're interested in a host, you can do that as well. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, it's. I think what we're finding as a general rule is that the more we work with things like this and we upgrade it, I think the more interconnection we're going to find. And the more people are going to enjoy the experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it gives people an opportunity to see, background on people and see what we're all about. And like you said, it puts more, makes us more connected.
Yep. So, hey, if you guys are listening or you're going to pick it up the show later, check out the new website. I'd love to hear your comments on it once you check it out and everything else. You can click on any of the buttons on our show and send us a Facebook message or whatever and tell us what you think. We're trying to make things easy, and so, you know, any advice or suggestions you make, we're always going to just help make us better. So, all right, so I have one last topic, and then we'll just kind of get ready to close this puppy down. So I teased at the beginning of the show that we may have something interesting coming up. So this is a tease of a tease.
Oh, man. You're killing me. You're killing me.
I know.
I've been waiting for this.
Okay. So, you know, I can't, you know, I won't, Tuesday morning, guaranteed, you'll be able to go up on our Facebook page and we'll all have every person I can get, every one of our hosts, make the announcement. But I've been working the last couple of days with a publishing group. And, oh, that was weird. And, sorry, my computer just kind of blanked out on me. With a publishing group. And for the first 100 people in our doors, both Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th, we will be giving out a book that just getting ready to get released next month. It gets released in like 2 weeks. And
really?
Yeah. And this publishing group is, we have to wait for the official announcement. I thought we were hoping we'd get it done yesterday. I told them our show was, you know, would be too late to kind of say it next weekend. So I said, I'll let everybody know. Yeah, you know, it's a $25 value. So this book is going to be getting released out in the market. You'll be able to buy it in stores and Barnes and Noble and places like that. And it is a book on, you know, survival tactics and things like that. And it's their last book sold, I want to say, 300,000 copies, like pretty much right away.
This is not like a little 5-page pamphlet flyer, right?
No. This is a full on book. I'm sorry. They've sold over 200,000 copies of the book that was just released, and this is a follow up book. And no, this is like a, yeah, I don't remember how many pages it is, but it's a full size book. It's a $25 book that's going into Barnes and Noble.
Wow. All right.
And
we won't know what the book is.
I do, but I can't say. I was hoping. I told them I would tease it because it would get people interested in making sure they want to go to the website on, and I'll make sure it's up on the new website too. We'll make sure it's up on the new website and the Facebook and everything else. But these guys are being very, very generous, and 100 books. You know, the first 100 people that show up on those 2 days will get it. And I mean, it's
that's a lot of books.
Yeah, that's a lot of books. And I mean, it's a pretty hefty. And it looks like we're gonna talk again on Monday. And it looks like we will also have them at our Dallas event. We're looking at actually having them participate, maybe even have the author of this book who – let me see what hints I can give. Okay, here's the hints I can give. Is the writer of the book is a well-known writer and writes for – participates in several big magazines. This is pretty cool. And they've written for Outdoor Life magazine and Field and Stream magazine. That's how big it is. We're not talking about some small one. We're talking about these are major magazines.
What's the author's name?
I can't. I'm just trying
to flip you up there.
But anyway, guys, listen. The cool thing about this is that we typically don't do giveaways at the front door. We do. We're always willing to do some sort of, you know, we do specials where, you know, you can come in and you can buy like our book at a steep discount and get into the event for free and everything else. We typically don't do anything where we say, hey, come to the event and we give things away for free. There's so many things inside the event. I mean, think about it. For a $10 entry fee, you're getting 2 days at an event. You're getting over 60 speaking sessions. You've got to get the keynote speakers. All that is free. On top of that, you got all the products that you get to sample. Those, you know, all the vendors do little giveaways and things like that. That's a lot. And, you know, for us to be able – I'm – pretty excited about this. I mean, it's been a process I've been working on for a little bit, and we're trying to get it all settled up. And to be able to go ahead and get you guys a book before it goes public and gets released and everything else and get something into your hand as a promotion, I think that's awesome. And what we'll do is we'll announce – go ahead.
No, absolutely. I think that is really cool. I agree.
And so, you know, what we'll probably end up doing is we may even restrict this to, you know, we'll say the first 100 people and it has to be done in the first hour, which I don't think is a problem. You know, that way, if for some reason we move those books over, because we don't want to go ahead and be doing this all day, because we're going to have to staff up extra people to hand out the books. But I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I don't think that'll be a problem. Usually we have, 500 people in the first hour or two. So, I doubt that'll be a problem. But, yeah, I'm not sure who the publishing company is, but thank you. That's very cool. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll release the information. Yeah, here's the hard thing. There's good things and bad things about what we do. You know, because we're a mom-and-pop operation for all intents and purposes, right, and the Self-Reliance Expo, you know, we're owned by the Redshed Media Group, and which is actually just several families, you know, and business people that have gotten together and formed this group. But we're all used to kind of just going out there and doing things quickly, and it's, you know, we get all excited, and it's hard sometimes when you're working with, like, a major company or publishing group or something, like with Lisa Bedford. I think she's with HarperCollins, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so every time when we were talking with Lisa and we were going through there, she's like, oh, I got to check with my publisher, I've got to check with this. There's all this extra red tape that we're not used to. And it kills you, because you just want to go out there and say, oh, this is who it is, and here's what's going on, and blah, 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 and we're all excited, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, they come back and say, no, there's got to be an official announcement, and it's got to go through, and we've got to check all this stuff, and here's what it is, and we'll get you the boilerplates and everything else. We're like, okay. And I'm
totally.
Like, our radio show's tomorrow. Well, we're sorry, you know, we can't do it without doing it the proper way. And I'm like, oh, okay. But anyway. I was able to get the information that we would be giving these away, and so I wanted to give people a couple extra days to plan their strategy. It's like, how can I be one of the first 100 to go there so I can get a free book? And yeah, believe me, it'll be worth your time to get there and be one of the first 100. That's all I'm going to say until Tuesday. And then on Tuesday I'll say more, and people will go, ah, now I can replan my strategy because that's a really good book.
Well, that'll be cool. I'm excited. I mean, this next Self-Reliance Expo. I mean, I don't know how we keep topping the last one, but you know, the people we have participating as you know, just the names alone, it's just, you know, going down the list. I was looking at all the presenters and exhibitors, and it's just, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Well, I mean, me too. I'm actually worried to some degree that, you know, as we're doing this, that that it's like, how do you split your time with all these people? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we normally have a couple of people there, and we go and we say hi, and you know, we talk to them and everything else, but we have so many speakers and everything else, and so much to do with our own radio show and everything else. How do you go there and make sure that you have enough time to see all those people?
Right. It's, you know, especially when, you know, we're doing a 3-hour radio show in the middle of it. So yeah, it's, you know, it's great. I love it. I hope nobody gets upset if I can't talk to them as much as I'd like to, but we're always running and gunning at these shows, and it's always crazy. But you know, I'm excited. I hope I have the opportunity to talk with extensively with a lot of these people. I'll do my best to get around to everybody.
No, I totally agree. It's like, you know, again, I just don't know how you talk to all these people. I mean, it would seem a shame to have so many different well-known people in the community. And we talk to them. We've interviewed a lot of them. We've talked to them. But it's a lot different to interview someone and go up and be able to shake their hand.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And see them in person, you know. And you know, but what's cool about it is it's also just a big family-friendly, fun event, you know. I mean, go up and they talk, and it's like, you know, it's like, you know, meeting family members, you know, and a big family reunion is what it feels like. Actually, that's a good way of putting it, I think. It feels like a big family reunion every time we see these people. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's hope it's that way. I mean, the problem with it is there's so much action going on that, you know, how do you contain and drive, send everybody? I mean, somebody was asking me yesterday, it's like, okay, if I were to walk in and ask you, you know, which session do I go to this hour, what would your answer be? And I'm like, don't ask me the question. Because I don't want to be the one to have to answer it. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, take your pick.
Yeah, I would hate to have to be the one that makes the decision for, you know, for which session someone goes to, because it's ridiculous. Some of the people that we have out there, you know, and I have to tell you, one of the ones I'm actually kind of excited about before we get going is I can't wait to see Adam Francis and doing the canine thing again.
Oh man, that, you know, that gets so much attention. You know, his dog is, first of all, so well behaved that you don't even know there's a dog in the facility, and all he does is make a quick gesture, and the dog is just the dog gets turned on, and boom, 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 he starts barking, and everybody in the hall. I mean, it's a loud enough bark that, you know, when Ace barks, everybody knows it, and then you start getting, you know, he starts building up a crowd. And does all kinds of cool demonstrations. You know what? That's what we should do. After you get beat up, and after you get cut up, and after you get sutured,
set me up in a suit to attack by a dog. So should we just on Friday just videotape me for Backwoods Home Magazine? Just get going from one abuse session to another. That'll be my whole day. I kid you not. I just got an email from Kellyn Bishop saying, looking forward to seeing – I'm going to read it so I don't misquote, so nobody – so Kellyn can't jump back at me and everything else. She said – let me see. Looking forward to seeing – looking forward to see you. See you there. Be sure to bring your cup. I wouldn't want to hurt you when you're sparring with me. Snickers.
Oh, that's,
I mean,
gonna be awesome.
Literally, that is the quote unquote message that I just got from Kellyn. You know, because, you know, I told her that the first session each day I would go over there and be your target dummy. So I mean, she was obviously listening to the show or something, because she decided to make that comment, and I'm just sitting here cringing.
That's classic.
Unfortunately, I don't think that there's any way I'm getting out of getting beat up at this show. I'm going to be. I guess the only thing that we've missed is we should call Appleseed up and see if they want me to stand up and let them shoot a live target.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Come on. Yeah. The last time I did anything with shooting with Appleseed was when we had Laura Baker, our marketing person, who had never touched a gun before, go and take training classes and then say, hey, let's sit down and do a shooting competition, and then have her, you know, completely spank me on the thing. I mean, just completely blew me out of the water afterwards.
Oh, man, you make it so easy.
I know. It seems to be a running theme. I'm not sure I'm enjoying this anymore.
Oh, man, if we could get Ace to tear into you, that would be hilarious. Look at it this way, you know. One of the things Adam Francis does is, he's helping out in the kids' corner. And, just look at it this way. You're doing it for the kids.
Right. Well, I don't know if they actually bring suits. I guess we can find out from Adam. And I guess if they do have a suit, I know that one of the guys that does the canine training with them has this thing that he puts on his arm, and then they have him run up the dog and attack his arm. But
it doesn't matter. We don't need a suit.
Yeah. With my luck, Ace would probably get a hold of my cup, and then I'd have to worry the next day when I'm supposed to work with Kellyn because it'd be gone.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be hilarious. I can't wait. I would suspect that most listeners would pay the $10 to get in to the Flat Expo just to see
Bubba Da Vinci get the snot beat out of him.
Yeah, totally. That's totally worth it. Yes, we got to film this, and we got to make sure it gets up on our YouTube channel.
I definitely know there's some show hosts from some of our competing radio stations that would probably pay to see that.
Yeah, I would.
So. Who knows? Maybe it'll end up happening as I'll be bridging the gap between competitors, with my body. And it's like I sacrificed myself so we could all live in peace.
That'll be fun. It's all for a good cause. We got, the thing is about the expo, is that it's like Alan was talking about with his show, I started looking at our rundown of everybody that's going to be at the expo, and it's so diversified. Pretty much any topic that you can think of under self-reliance, you can come here and learn about. And so, from beekeeping to, shooting to, marksmanship to canning to, you name it. Everything is covered. I can't think of anything that the Self-Reliance Expo is missing.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to two sessions. Number one, looking forward to all of them, but we have Paul Munson, CEO and president of Sun Oven, who is doing multiple classes on cooking with the Sun Oven. And, they're always good. But, Wilson from Pantry Paratus and his wife, Kaya, will be doing basics in bread making. They'll be baking bread all day, for both days. And we specifically put them next to the girls from GNR Foods. GNR Foods does cheeses and butter. And I'm looking forward to walking past the Inner Health booth, getting my energy drink, my inner food drink, and then walking over to the Pantry Paratus booth, grabbing my fresh baked bread, and then walking next door to the girls and getting it smeared with red feather butter, and then walking over and getting the snot beat out of me in the next section. So, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. I can't wait. I can't wait. The fun part for me is I'm a total foodie, and so I'm always tasting the samples. And, I had a comment by Craig from Grandma's Country Foods last time. It's like, you want to just buy the can? because I could set it up for you so it's available for you at all times, because I kept coming by and grabbing samples of his chocolate milk. But
I love the chocolate milk too.
Yeah, you know, and, well, that's what you need with your bread. You know, you gotta wash it down. So.
Yeah, well, that's why I have my energy drink. But let's, you know, that was a good segue. We want to welcome Pantry Paratus Radio. They're the newest member of the PRN family. They talk about self-sufficiency in the kitchen, talking about equipment and different sorts of healthy, wholesome foods and how to, you know, cook nutritious meals for your family and things like that. And the show is on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. They had their first show yesterday, so congratulations, guys. And we hope that everybody will listen in and, you know, welcome them to the PRN family.
Absolutely.
Cook their bread.
Yes. You know, and he also does another class that was pretty cool. I'm not sure if he's doing it at this one or not, but the basics of dehydration. And,
yes, they will be doing basics of dehydration also.
Yeah, that one I am all for buying a dehydrator. I'm going to try out one of their dehydrators this time, and so that's my purchase this time.
All right, good to go. All right, guys, this was a long show. Primarily, we appreciate you guys making it through all of the technical issues we had this show. When we see you guys, talk to you guys next week, we'll be live from Self Reliance Expo in Colorado Springs, May 18th and 19th, at the Freedom Financial Convention Center. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. I was like, really? It's got to be that long? And it, yeah. So,
yeah, but make sure you come check out our Facebook page, and we'll be announcing hopefully what the first 100 people will get when they're walking in the door, and we look forward to seeing you guys all there. You got anything
awesome
else there, Colorado?
No, I'm just excited. I'm ready to go. I'm raring to go and ready to hit this expo, hit the ground running. So look forward to seeing everybody there, and if you see us, let us know you. Let us know, and you know, we love talking with everybody there. So feel free to come up and introduce yourselves.
Yep, stop and say hi. All right. Well, this show was brought to you by our friends at Humless. You know, Humless, the silo generators. You can check them out at www.humless.com. Are the people who are going to support us and allow us to get through the show? Inner Health Botanical. Come by their booth and check out their nutritious, gluten-free foods that'll get you through anything. Sun Oven, and again, check out Paul Munson. Each day he'll have four to six sessions a day on cooking with the Sun Oven, or you can go to www.sunoven.com. As always, we like to thank our good friends at Backwoods Home Magazine, www.backwoodshome.com. And you can always check out and get more information about our expos at www.selfallianceexpo.com. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys next week when we will be live from the Self-Reliance Expo in Colorado Springs. Take care.
You've been listening to BHM Radio, the official show for Backwoods Home Magazine on the Preparedness Radio Network. Tune in every other week at this time to get more information on the articles you love. Questions or comments for the hosts? Email them at coloradoron@gmail.com. Until next time, remember, preparedness saves lives. Discover the taste of the sun. Thousands of preppers have acquired a sun oven to have on hand in the event of an emergency and have been pleasantly surprised by the improved taste of sun-cooked foods. Sun ovens are a preparedness item you can start using today. A sun oven will pay for itself by reducing your utility bills and by keeping your house cooler in the summer. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit with the power of the sun. sun ovens are often confused with homemade solar cookers, but they get considerably hotter, cook food faster, and hold temperatures longer. Sun ovens fold up in seconds, carry like a suitcase, and have many innovative features which make them the ultimate solar appliance. For the past 25 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They are durable and have a long life and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. For a discount coupon, email preppers at sunoven.com. That's preppers at sunoven.com.
Want to reduce your dependence on the electrical grid? Trying to save money on groceries? Preparing for a major power outage? We can help. Layman's is your source for everything you need for heat, food, light, and water when there is no power. Glenda Lehman Irvin here for Layman's in Kidron, Ohio. My father, Jay Lehman, founded our store in 1955 to serve the local Amish with non-electric appliances, tools, and houseware items. Today, through our website, laymans.com, a print catalog, and a retail store, we provide oil lamps, water pumps, wood stoves, canning supplies, and hand tools to customers all over the world. If you think it isn't made anymore, check with Lehman's before you give up. Visit laymans.com or call us at 1-877-438-5346 for a free catalog, or just stop by. We're located about an hour south of Cleveland.
Looking for power grid independence? The Humless Solar Kit is the answer. Increasing brownouts in the U.S. suggest it's time to get a backup. The problem is gas generators are messy, require maintenance, and oh, gas! Which may be scarce in a real emergency. Get the Humless Solar Kit by itself or with a 1,000-watt Humless Sentinel generator. The kit includes a 100-watt solar panel, 20-foot extension cord, LED floodlight, rechargeable flashlights, and more. Become a fan at Humless.com or on Facebook. You've been listening to the Preparedness Radio Network, offering helpful and timely tips on preparing for natural and man-made disasters. Timely and useful tips on gardening and homesteading. Check us out online at BePreparedRadio.com. Until next time, remember, preparedness saves lives. This is the Preparedness Radio Network.